Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Line through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome. High above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Red Sox are on the air. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. Whether you're listening on MILB.com, on the MILB app, or if you're joining us on MILB TV, thanks so much for choosing to spend your Wednesday evening with us. Big one tonight for the Red Sox. Fayetteville Woodpeckers are in town. The Red Sox with a huge series opening walk-off extra inning 6-5 victory last night. Carter, what a ball game it was. Freely Encarnacion, the hero, in the bottom of the 10th.
What a ball game it was indeed, Gio. You look at that one. What a crazy ball game. You go back to the first. Salem gets 2 runs in the home half of the first. You're up 2-0. And then we remained at that point until the 6th. And then Fayetteville gets the 2 runs, an RBI triple off the bat of Kenny Gomez. And then they score a run on an RBI ground out as well. And then Antonio Anderson comes up in the bottom of the 7th. And, well, his first professional home run goes for a solo shot to give the Sox a 3-2 lead, which was so, so big time at that point in the contest. And then you go into the 9th. You got a 1-run lead. You're trying to lock it down. And then, well, you know, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, they come through. Xavier Cassarella, an RBI double, has tied the ball game up into right center field. Knots the ball game up at 3. We then head to extras here in Salem for the second time this season, first since opening night. And Fayetteville gets 2 in the top half of the 10th. It's a 5-3 ball game. And you're thinking, oh, gosh. Yes, you start with a runner on second, but you got to make up a run. And Fayetteville, long behold, could not record an out. You get the RBI triple off the bat of Yastenson Garcia, makes it a 5-4 game. And then after a walk, it's Encarnacion who laces that 2-run double down the right field line, wins the ball game for Salem, and what a tone setter this week for the Salem Red Sox.
No doubt about it. Well, the offense was there. It was timely hitting for the Red Sox. They were out hit in the ball game 11-7 by Fayetteville, but again, the Sox just hitting at the right time. 6-5 the final score. Well, the hitting was there. How about the pitching? Not only last night, all season long, the Red Sox have been atop the Carolina League on the pitcher's mound. Jojo Ingracia got the start last night. He goes 4 innings, just 2 hits, not a single run, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Then Jedickson Paez backs him up out of the bullpen, typically a starter. And what they're doing with that approach is trying to get their starters used to coming out of the pen. It's all about the development, getting them comfortable in any situation. You're probably going to see Paez back in a starting role within the next couple of weeks, at least the next month. But again, just getting reps. It's all about the reps at this level. Paez comes in, backing up Ingracia. He goes 4-6 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, a strikeout, 45 pitches, 32 of them for strikes. And then Nathaniel Cruz a little bit rocky out of the bullpen to close things out, but ended up getting the job done for the Sox.
Yeah, and that's all you can ask for, right? Yes, there was a blown save, but at the end of the day, you pick up the victory, and I think the pitching staff as a whole is a big reason, obviously, why the Red Sox are in the situation that they're currently in and back to 500 on the season for the first time since April 18th, which is crazy to think about overall. But yeah, you mentioned it, and I think it's something we're going to talk about during the broadcast. The fact that they're kind of reverse piggybacking a couple guys, Jojo Ingracia, Trainer O'Donnell tonight, both of those guys to start the season having coming out of the bullpen. Now they're getting starting opportunities, and guys like Jedickson Paez came out of the pen yesterday for the second time this season. May see that out of Elmer Rodriguez Cruz as well, maybe Luis Cohen. So it gets these guys ready for potentially, hey, if Alex Cora were to call and need you as a bullpen arm in AAA, it gives you an opportunity to go up to the big leagues and be more familiar with coming out of the pen. So, you know, I like what Liam Carroll and company are doing, and, you know, it's a big reason why the Sox continue to have success on the bump.
I think it's all about being as flexible as possible. The more that you can offer in different roles, the better. It makes you that much more valuable of a prospect, I think, Carter.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that for sure. Yeah, I mean, if you can do both. I mean, how many guys, of course you see it, but how many guys come up from AAA and immediately are plugged into the starting rotation? Typically, you're going to come up for a couple weeks. In most instances, unless you're that stud guy, so to say, you're going to come up, you'll pitch out of the bullpen for a couple weeks, maybe get sent down just because of a roster crunch, and then you get pulled back up, and eventually, if you keep on doing some damage in the back end of the bullpen or just in the bullpen in general, you're going to have a shot to kind of eke your way into that rotation. And we've seen that throughout the big leagues across really all 30 teams throughout all of baseball history. So, yeah, this is a nice move by Liam Carroll and company, and it gets you excited for tonight as a whole, too.
A lot of games going on around the Carolina League this evening. You got Fayetteville and Salem right here. The Red Sox looking to take a 2-0 lead in the series, possibly win their second series in a row if they can really get into a groove this week. Won it 4-2 against Augusta a week ago, second half of the road trip after splitting a series with Columbia now 2 weeks back. And then across the league, Myrtle Beach and Carolina squaring off tonight. They're in the top of the second. Carolina leads it 1-0. Warming things up, ready to first pitch at 7:05. It's Fredericksburg and Lynchburg. That's a big series in the Carolina League North. Fredericksburg, the top team of the North with a 25-15 record. And then you look where Lynchburg is. They have a 20-19 record in the North, but they're only about four games back of Fredericksburg. Down east in Charleston, doing battle tonight, Kannapolis and Augusta, and then Columbia and Delmarva. Carter, what stands out to you the most out of the matchups this week in the Carolina League? I feel like I got to circle that Lynchburg, Fredericksburg, maybe even Myrtle Beach in Carolina as well to see if the Mudcats can kind of reclaim the top of the North.
Yeah, I think it really starts with that Fredericksburg-Lynchburg series. I mean, those two have been battling it out as of late. You mentioned the Mudcats have been on that recent slide recently, too. I mean, this is a team that has been in first place throughout the majority of the season. Well, they've lost five in a row, so the Frednats now are in first, but more so than highlighting one game, I just want to talk about the Carolina League in general recently. I mean, really the first 2-3 weeks of the season, we were talking about the North Division being the Carolina Mudcats and really everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the Delmarva Shorebirds at the bottom, who at one point was 3-22. Well, they're playing better baseball. The whole division is playing better baseball. At this point, you have four teams in that division above 500. Salem is a fifth that is right at 500. And then you have Delmarva. So you have Carolina game back at first from the Frednats. And those two teams are going to be battling it out all season long. On the flip side of things, you look at the Carolina League South. It felt like for the longest period of time, that division was going to be maybe the division that trumps it all in the Carolina League this year. Well, there hasn't been a whole lot of winning in the South as of late. And we're seeing that with this Woodpeckers team. This was a team that has been, like the Carolina Mudcats, has been in first for a large majority of the season. They've lost 9-10. They've now lost four in a row, and now they find themselves 3.5 back of first and two games under 500. So I think the fact that the North has gotten as tight as it's gotten, and the South, while it's still stayed tight, hasn't stayed to its winning ways to start the year. And you're even seeing teams like Myrtle Beach and Augusta, who are tied for last in that division, they're only five back of first.
That's
so there's
right.
Plenty of opportunities for all those squads in the Carolina League South. And, you know, Fayetteville, let's focus on them. They need to get back on track tonight for sure.
No doubt about it. This is a team in Fayetteville that is sputtering just a little bit at this point. They come in on a four-game losing streak. They've lost eight of their last 10 ball games. It's the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox, game two of a six-game set here in Salem. The Red Sox walked it off in extra innings last night. They look to carry that momentum into this evening. The weather has cleared up. It's still muggy out there, but the sun is setting behind the beautiful mountains here in the Blue Ridge Valley. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heedy. We return after this. Our pregame coverage rolls on from Salem after a word from our proud sponsors. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball, brought to you all season long right here on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs.
Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
We're just about 12 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem. Game number two of a six-game set between the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers and your Salem Red Sox. Our pregame coverage rolls on here high above Carilion Clinic Field. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater, and it's time for our Carilion Clinic injury report. Then we get into tonight's starting lineups. Well, injury report, we got great news to report. Nazan Zanatello returns for the Red Sox, eighth best prospect in Boston Red Sox organization. The second round pick in the 2023 MLB player draft returns. He's been out for just over 2 weeks, was on the injured list as of May 5th, and it's been asking, you know, when will he come back? He only played for about 2 weeks after starting the season banged up, just kind of re-aggravated that lingering injury, and we see him back in the lineup tonight as a designated hitter.
Yeah, it's exciting, too. I think a lot of people here in Salem obviously want to see him play, and a lot of people in the Boston Red Sox organization, quite frankly, are fired up about Nazan Zanatello. There's a reason why he was a second-round pick a season ago out of St. Louis. And so far this year, while in a small sample size, well, the numbers are fantastic. He's 7 for 17. That's good for a 4.12 average. He's got two homers. One was an inside-the-park homer down at Carolina. And then back in that Friday game of that set against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, or the Thursday game, I should say, he homered, no doubt, out the left field. So he's got one of the three homers hit here in Salem by the Red Sox this season. And again, has a 4.12 average. Cannot emphasize that enough. So the fact that Nazan Zanatello is back in the lineup is certainly an excitement to see for Red Sox fans everywhere, and I think the fact that he's DHing shows you that he's going to slowly, once again, ease his way back in, as he probably should. I would think we'll see a couple off days for him here and there throughout the rest of the series, but the fact that he's back in there and off the IL is certainly big time to see, for sure.
No doubt about it. Time for our starting lineups tonight. Red Sox won it 6-5 walk-off fashion in extra innings a night ago. They look to continue that positive momentum. Mr. Carter Hill, how about for the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers? Who are they throwing out there this evening?
Well, here are the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and their starting nine tonight, penciled in by second-year manager Ricky Rivera. The Woodpeckers come in at 19-21 overall and are the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros. Leading off, it is the shortstop Chase Jaworski, who slides up to the leadoff spot tonight. He is the 30th best prospect in the Astros organization. In the two spot, the first baseman Oliver Carrillo back in there today after getting the start there yesterday. And he was 2 for 3 with 2 walks. Kenny Gomez is the designated hitter. He bats third for Fayetteville. He actually leads the team in average with a 260 mark and had that big-time RBI triple yesterday to make it a 2-1 ballgame. So Jaworski, Carrillo, and Gomez, 1-2-3. Xavier Castarella is the third baseman and is in the cleanup spot for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Had an RBI double yesterday that tied the ball game up at 3 in the ninth with the Woodpeckers down to their final out. Neomar Ochoa Jr. is the right fielder. He is in the 5-hole for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Cesar Hernandez, the 19th best prospect in the Astros organization, is in the 6-hole. He starts in center field. So 4-5-6 is Casarella, Ochoa Jr., and Hernandez. The left fielder Alejandro Nunez is in the 7-hole today for Fayetteville. Wander Luciano, after leading off yesterday, slides to the 8th spot for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and is the starting second baseman. And rounding out the starting lineup in the 9-hole, behind the plate, it is the catcher Will Bush. So Nunez, Luciano, Bush, 7-8-9. Ethan Pecco is the pitcher on the bunt for Fayetteville. The right-hander comes in with a 1-1 record. Round pick a season ago by a product of the Towson Tigers. That is the starting lineup for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, penciled in by second-year manager Ricky Rivera.
Appreciate it, Carter. Again, we're just about 9 minutes away from first pitch here at Carilion Clinic Field, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox. Let's go out there with the starting lineups for your Salem Red Sox, penciled in by second-year manager, of course, the man out of Great Britain, Mr. Liam Carroll. Top of the order for the Red Sox, the designated hitter tonight, returning from injury for the first time in over 2 weeks, 8th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, 2nd round pick from a year ago, the face of the franchise, Nazan Zanatello, leads us off. He's your DH. Batting 2nd, a shortstop, 3rd round pick from a year ago, Antonio Anderson. What a home run he hit yesterday. Crushed one over the right field fence, the go-ahead score that gave the Red Sox a 3-2 lead. We would end up in extras. The Red Sox would end up walking it off 6-5. Antonio Anderson, a big reason as to why. Center fielder tonight batting 3rd, 4th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Red hot on a 7-game hitting streak with 10 hits in his last 8 games. Miguel Blaise bats 3rd. Nelly Taylor Jr. bats cleanup. He's in right field today. Batting 5th, Marvin Alcantara. He plays 2nd base this evening. Batting 6th, Nathaniel Uten, he's out in left field. Andy Lugo back in the lineup this evening. He plays first base and bats 7th. How about this, Carter? Stanley Tucker batting 8th, and he's playing third base. Just the 2nd time in his minor league career that he plays third base to start a ball game. 3rd appearance overall at third base, 2nd time starting, 2nd time in 2024. That one appearance where he came in a ball game a year ago, that was in 2023. So Stanley Tucker in the hot corner this evening and batting 9th to round things out for the Red Sox. Daniel McCalvany, just like last night, is featured in the battery behind the dish. Let's go ahead and talk about this starting pitcher on the mound for the Red Sox. 49 in red this evening, Trenor O'Donnell, a sub-1 earned run average at 0.98, 23 strikeouts in 18 and a third innings pitched. He has not surrendered a hit in 3 weeks. Unbelievable. Trenor O'Donnell manning the mound. The Red Sox loaded when it comes to pitching. They are 2nd in the league in opposing batting average. They're 2nd in the league in team ERA. Number 1 of the Carolina League in strikeouts. He is just a small part as to why.
Well, you mentioned it. A 1-1 record, a .98 ERA. 18 and a third innings pitched, 23 strikeouts and 5 walks. You touched on this. He has not allowed a single base hit since May 1st. That was a loss to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans here at Salem Memorial Ballpark 3 weeks to the day, 21 days ago. His last two outings, a no decision at Augusta, that was back on May 16th, so last Thursday on the road. He was perfect through 5. Perfect through
Insane.
5. 5 strikeouts, and that comes off of an outing at Columbia the week prior, also recorded a no decision. Came in on the tail end of that game, which the Red Sox took a no-hitter into the 11th inning. Ended up falling in that one. Nonetheless, he goes 4 innings in that one. 2 walks and a strikeout, but is hitless. Trenor O'Donnell has been the guy on the bump recently for the Salem Red Sox. Kind of tag-teamed with JoJo and Gracia, who got the start yesterday. But man, oh man, has this man been mashing as of late. And there's a reason why he gets the start here tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, how could you go without saying JoJo when he's got a sub-2 ERA?
Yeah.
I mean, what a treat. To have that 1-2 punch at the top of the series, how big would it be for the Sox, Carter, to take a 2-0 lead through 2 games and they can win back-to-back here to start the series?
Huge for momentum. And again, this Fayetteville team has been struggling as of late, has lost 8 of their last 10 games. They've lost 4 in a row, and prior to yesterday, had lost 5 of 6 at the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So you're trying to take advantage of a team that, quite frankly, has been scuffling. And so if the Red Sox are to win today, that would be huge from a momentum standpoint. And this Salem team, again, prior to yesterday, they had pretty much struggled at home throughout the year. They were 4-11. So if Salem can win tonight, man, oh, man, it just gives you all sorts of momentum for the rest of the week. And what better guy to do it? Turner O'Donnell on the bump. And, again, one more thing on him. He's only allowed 2 earned runs, which makes sense considering he's got a sub-1 ERA. But he's only allowed 2 earned runs all season long. That's pretty legit right there.
It's insane. It really is something so impressive. Trenor O'Donnell, again, a product out of Ball State. How about 6'7", the Southlake, Texas native. Just looks like a different presence on the hill. Truly a force to be reckoned with is the best way to put it. How about this Red Sox order, Carter? Besides Nizan, Zanatello, Anderson, Blaze, a beautiful top three, might I add. I mean, that is a prospect fan's dream right there when it comes to that top three. What else do you like in the mix-up here? Marvin Alcantara been swinging a decent bat as of late. Andy Lugo inserted back in there. And then McCalvany yesterday was strong in the 9-hole.
Yeah, there's a lot to like about this lineup for the Salem Red Sox. No Encarnacion today after the walk-off two-run double yesterday, but I've touched on him all year long. I think one of the more slept-on guys here in Salem and throughout the Red Sox system, at least at the single-A level, is Andy Lugo.
Yeah.
Because he's always got a... He's not the biggest guy, per se, but he's always going to give you a tough at-bat, and he plays all over the field. I mean, we've seen him play third, second, first, I believe left and right this year so far
Swiss
for the
Army
Red Sox. That will bode well. Your versatility gives you a good shot to make your way up the organization. He's always fun to watch.
No doubt about it. All right, we're just about 5 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem. Game 2 of a 6-game set between the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers and your Salem Red Sox. Back in 2 minutes for first pitch. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long right here on MILB.com, the MILB app, or MILB TV. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
It's turned out to be a gorgeous night here in Salem, high above Carilion Clinic Field. The Red Sox are on the air. Fayetteville Woodpeckers in town. Game 2 of a 6-game set between the Red Sox and the Peckers. Ready to take us to the first part of tonight's play-by-play. Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Game 2 of six of this six-game set between the Salem Red Sox and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and what a picture-perfect night for baseball here in Southwest Virginia. Of course, the Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros. 6-5 extra inning victory last night for the Red Sox, and trying to continue that momentum here tonight. And we touched on it in the pregame, but the fact that Trenor O'Donnell gets the ball makes you feel pretty good about things. 1-1 record, .98 ERA. Second start of his professional career. And again, he has yet to allow a hit in the last 3 weeks. Has not given up a base knock since a May 1st loss to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Again, a 1-1 record, .98 ERA. Second start of his professional career across 18 and a third innings pitched. He has 23 strikeouts and just 5 walks.
He's been unbelievable, and I love what the Red Sox have been doing. Liam Carroll, and really just switching things up, switching out who's piggybacking who, and getting some new starters in there out of the bullpen and putting some starters in bullpen roles. Again, it's nothing personal. They want everybody to get similar experiences. It makes them that much more versatile as they climb the ladder through the organization.
O'Donnell is ready. Jaworski is ready. Let's do it in Salem as he swings and fouls one off third base side. And the count is nothing and one. First pitch is 7:17 p.m., the latest at home this season. We are backed up about 12 minutes because of some inclement weather that came through about an hour and a half before game time. A one. He swings, pops it up. Right center. To his right is Nelly Taylor Jr., and the center fielder Blaze calls him off to make the play head high for out number one. Oh, nice start for O'Donnell, and here's Oliver Carrillo, the first baseman.
Hey, good start, and not an easy out by any means. Jaworski, an impressive bat. He's a top 30 prospect in the Astros organization for a reason. First out here, Red Sox already sat down one. A pair of pitches.
Here's Carrillo. He digs in from the right side. 2-for-3 day yesterday. First pitch from O'Donnell. A breaking ball that's low and inside, and it's 1-0. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox. Left to right in the infield. Stanley Tucker is down at third. Antonio Anderson at short. Marvin Alcantara is at second. And Andy Lugo is down at first. 1-0. He kicks and deals. High and outside fastball. It just misses right at the letters. Two balls and no strikes. In the outfield, Nathaniel Utzen in left, Miguel Blaze in center, Nelly Taylor Jr. is in right. 2-0. He winds and fires. Breaking ball that sizzles just inside for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. Daniel McElveny behind the plate. Trenor O'Donnell is on the bump. 3-0. He winds and fires. Misses low and outside and a four-pitch walk. So Carrillo the first to reach today for either side. And here is Kenny Gomez, now the designated hitter.
Yeah, just trying to locate there. Ended up giving him breaking ball down and away and walks him. First base runner of the day.
Here's Gomez. He leads the team with a .260 average so far on the season. First pitch from the stretch. He swings, rips it, right center field and deep. Taylor moving back towards the track, towards the wall. He leaps and he makes the crashing grab against the wall for out number two. They may double him off. The throw comes into the infield. It's offline, so charging back into first goes Carrillo. But what a play out and right by Nelly Taylor Jr.
No doubt about that. And Trenor O'Donnell is saying, thank you.
Yes.
That had double, triple written all over it. And instead, Nelly Taylor absolutely robs him of a big extra base hit.
So Xavier Cassarella's turn with two down in the frame. First pitch from O'Donnell. He kicks and deals. Breaking ball low and inside, skips in the dirt, and it's 1-0. By the way, umpires for tonight's game. Robert Bonet behind the plate. Tyler Green is down at first. Sox come in at 20-20. Fayetteville at 19-21. 1-0. Pitch. High and away on a fastball, two balls and no strikes. Well, Xavier Cassarella, we were talking about him yesterday. What an interesting story. You look at what he's done in his professional career. It's young, by the way. 2-0, pitch, breaking ball. In there for a strike, it's 2-1. Okay, he was drafted out of high school by the St. Louis Cardinals. He then says, no, thank you. I'm going to go to Wichita State. Plays for the Shockers his true freshman year in 2022. 2-1. Breaking ball that swung through and ripped into straightaway center right there, Miguel Blaise, and he makes the grab for out number three. So Xavier says, you got to wait for that story once again as we move to the home half of the first in Salem, scoreless between the Packers and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. We are scoreless between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox in game two of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. And man, oh man, 1-2-3 in this Red Sox order is, if you're a Boston Red Sox fan, this is why you buy a ticket right here. Zion Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Miguel Blaise. Zanatello digs in from the right side, righty on righty matchup to start the frame. And here's Pecco's first pitch. It's taken high and inside, and the count's 1-0.
How about those pink kicks tonight?
Yeah?
Look at that.
Miguel Blaise typically wears the yellow cleats. Zion Zanatello, the pink looks tonight here in Salem. 1-0. There's a strikeout or half on a breaking ball at the knees, 1-1. Ethan Pecco is the starter on the bump for Fayetteville. He's 1-1. Fifth start of the season. Comes in with a 3.38 ERA. Right back to work on Zanatello. He winds and fires. Swinging a pop-up right side. It trickles foul. And it moves the count to a ball and two strikes.
All right, you look behind Zion Zanatello at Antonio Anderson. He's got the Jordan Retro 1 cleats.
Yes.
Right there. And then Zion's got the pink. I think you can tell just by the swagger. Those are a second and third round pick right there.
Eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. 1-2. Breaking ball low and away. It's 2-2.
This is like in the video game when the top-rated players got all the fancy accessories.
Well, Zion Zanatello is back in the starting lineup for the first time since May 3rd. He was placed on the IL back on the 5th of May. Back in there tonight on May 22nd. Two balls, two strikes. He winds and fires. Breaking ball in there for strike 3.5. So Zanatello, the last time he let up a ball game here in Salem, he homered. This time he strikes out on a backwards K. And here's Antonio Anderson, the shortstop.
Yeah, it's a good pitch. Looked inside and just kept breaking laterally back into the zone and snaps through, called strike three.
Here's Anderson, really getting things going at the single A level as of late. Digging in from the left side. First pitch, winds and fires high and inside, and it's 1-0. Third round pick in 2023. He's up to 131, and yesterday, second consecutive two-hit night. Also had a go-ahead solo homer. First professional homer for Double A, as they call him in the Red Sox organization. 1-0 is a breaking ball that trims the outer edge for a strike. It's 1-1. He had that homer yesterday. Also single, that was back in the first, through the right side. Switch hitter out of Atlanta. 1-1 from Ethan Pecco. And he'll kick and deal. breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half. It's 1-2. Mention Ethan Petko's numbers. He's out of Darby, Pennsylvania. Former sixth-round pick in the 2023 MLB draft by the Houston Astros. And a member of the Towson Tigers baseball team. 1-2. He swings, chops it up the middle, right into the mid of Petko, and he flips to first for out number two. So two up, two down, and here is Miguel Blaze now, rocking the white cleats today.
Oh, he switched it up.
Yes, he did.
I have not seen these kicks on Miguel Blaze yet.
He's still got the yellow elbow guard, if you will. Yellow guard on his left foot, left leg, as a matter of fact, and steps in from the right side. First pitch from Petko. He winds and fires. Misses high and outside. It's 1-0. Left to right in the infield for Fayetteville. Cassarella's down at third. Jaworski at short. Luciano at second. Carrillo's at first. Then in the outfield, Nunez is in left. Hernandez in center. Ochoa Jr. is in right. 1-0. Breaking ball. Just misses low and outside. It's 2-0. Will Bush is behind the plate for the second consecutive night. And Ethan Petko is on the bump. Two balls, no strikes. He curls and unfurls. Taking for a strike in or half just below the letters. It's 2-1. Seven-game hitting streak for Miguel Blaze, the fourth-best prospect in the Red Sox organization. He extended that last night pretty late. Base hit in the home half of the ninth. 2-1. Kicks and deals. Swinging a pop-up, shallow right. Ochoa Jr. trails in, moving right to left. He's there and makes the grab for out number three. So 1-2-3 go the Sox. And to the second we go in Salem, scoreless between the Packers and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. We're scoreless through one between the Salem Red Sox and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. And Trenor O'Donnell, well, his hitless streak is now up to 10 innings. And a big reason why that we probably should have touched on a little bit more, Nellie Taylor Jr.'s play out in right.
Yeah, Nellie Taylor Jr. tracking to the gap in right center field, giving it a long haul. He leaps, crashes into the wall, able to haul it in, and probably would have made this a 1-0 ball game. I think it definitely had a chance to score the runner at first. So play of the game up to this point could end up being play of the game when it's all said and done. It was that kind of magnitude.
Here is Ochoa Jr. He digs in from the right side to lead off the frame. First pitch from O'Donnell. Roxon fires a breaking ball that's in there for a strike, and it's nothing in one.
Such
O'Donnell always
pitch.
Works through the stretch, too.
Yeah.
If you notice. No windup for Turner O'Donnell. 5-6-7 in the Woodpecker's order. Here's his 0-1. He swings, pops it up. Shallow right. Moving back, Marvin Alcantara. He's there and gloves it at high for out number one. He works quickly, too, Mr. Heater. No doubt about that.
Yeah, and he produces outs rather quickly as well. Two pitches into the first inning, produced the first out, and does it again there. Brings up the top 30 prospect in Cesar Hernandez.
Cesar Hernandez, the 19th best prospect in the Houston Astros organization. First pitch from O'Donnell. He misses high and outside, and it's 1-0. signed as an international free agent, which is interesting. He's 21 years old, but didn't sign with the Astros until January of this year, 2024.
Definitely a little later than usual.
1-0. He swings, rifles it into right, moving in Nelly Taylor Jr., and he's there to make the grab for route number two. Two up, two down.
Oh, they're keeping Nelly Taylor Jr. pretty busy out there. Had to race back to one of the gap in right center, then come charging in at that one. Soft liner, just 78 off the bat, kind of a looper into right center, and Taylor Jr. had enough real estate to get under it.
Alejandro Nunez now, starting left fielder from the left side. First pitch from O'Donnell. It's a breaking ball that swung right through and missed, nothing in one. For Nunez, he comes in at 247. No homers, four ribbies. Actually, he's the lone member in the starting lineup tonight that did not get the start yesterday for Fayetteville. A one, kicks and deals. He swings and misses, nothing in two. Yeah, actually came into pinch run yesterday in the 10th. That was for Juan Santander, who is out for the night. Night off for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. No balls and two strikes to Nunez. Winds and fires. Swings and bounces at third base side. It's just barely a foul ball. And good thing for O'Donnell because that was extra bases.
Yeah, no doubt. That was, and it did really roll all the way to the corner in left field.
10 2/3 now of consecutive hitless baseball for Trenor O'Donnell. Just in case, winner Luciano's on deck. No balls, two strikes. He kicks and deals. In the dirt it goes. Moves the count to a ball and two strikes.
Hasn't sacrificed a hit in over 3 weeks.
Yes.
So impressive.
May 1st, that was a loss to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. One ball, two strikes. Aims and fires. Breaking ball that misses low and inside. Two balls and two strikes.
That was the rare owie on his record, so yep, to speak. Six hits that day.
He's only given up two earned runs all year long, and it was on May 1st. 2-2. Winds and fires. Swings and chops it foul, first base side. And staying alive is Alejandro Nunez.
How about this, Carter? The tarp was on the field about 45 minutes before the ball game. Rain was coming down. Thunder, literally thunder, throughout the valley here. And now wide open skies, beautiful sunset.
2-2. Aims and fires. He swings, pops it a foul, third base side. And we'll reset and do it all over again. Yeah, it was storming about an hour and a half before game time at about 5:30, and it was coming down hard.
Oh, yeah.
Tarp comes on the field. They pull it off about 6:20, and back up first pitch time by just about 10 minutes. 2-2. Inside it goes, barely missed, clipping Nunez, and the count runs full. Also important to note, though O'Donnell does have a walk today, again, his last outing went through five perfect, so just one base runner also in the last 6 2/3. 3-2, the pitch. He swings, rifles it foul first base side, and Nunez once again spoils it.
Yeah, this is a great at-bat right here for both parties, really.
It's all about overpowering versus fighting it off, giving yourself a chance in the 7-0 for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And O'Donnell comes set from the belt and the pitch. He swings, lifts it out. Right field and deep. Nelly Taylor Jr. at the track, at the wall. He leaps, and it's gone. Well, what a way to end the hitless streak. Nunez homers for the first time this season, and Fayetteville leads it 1-0.
Yeah, it just kept carrying up there, Carter. No wind out here tonight. It was windy earlier when we were driving up to the ballpark, especially once that rain picked up, but it has subsided, and that was just all torque over the right field fence. The way Taylor Jr. was running after it, you think that it was kind of a wall scraper, but with that cavernous wall, would have been gone in any park in the league.
So here's Wayner Luciano now. First pitch. He's taking for a strike and a half on a breaking ball at the knees, nothing in wide. 18th best prospect in the Astros organization is Wayner Luciano. Comes in at 199 on the season. Two homers, 10 RBIs, 0-1. He swings, pops it up. Shallow left. This could be a tough play. Uten, though, trails in, has plenty of room, and makes the grab for out number three. But the Woodpeckers get a run as they get to Trainer O'Donnell. Solo shot off the bat of Alejandro Nunez. And to the home half of the second we go in Salem. Sox trail it by one. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. It is a 1-0 Fayetteville Woodpeckers lead over the Salem Red Sox. And trying to even up this six-game set after falling yesterday in extras by a final score of 6-5. Second inning of work for the right-hander Ethan Pecco. He will face the heart of the Red Sox lineup. 4-5-6 it goes. Nelly Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, and Daniel Yuten, the starting left fielder. Well, digging in from the left side is Taylor Jr. to start off the frame. Yesterday for Nelly, he singled back in the first. He also walked him and induced three outs. He was 1-for-4 in the contest. First pitch, he winds and fires. Misses low and inside, and the count is 1-0. All right, so Gio, I wanted to bring this up during the broadcast. Before we drove over here today, I was searching through Twitter, or X nowadays, as they like to call it. 1-0. He swings, rifles at foul third base side, and it's 1-1.
I don't know if I can ever call it.
I don't think I can either. The Bird app, if you will. Okay, and at Nats Park, in Washington, D.C., of course, the home of the Washington Nationals, the visitor's bullpen is tucked all the way into deep right field. So I believe they golf cart in all of the relievers that come into pitch for the opposing team. 1-1. He swings and pops it up foul. 1-2. Okay, they golf cart everybody in. So forgive me if I'm pronouncing his name wrong, but Stephen Oker, a reliever for the Minnesota Twins, was coming into that ball game today. They carted him in from the right field line, as Taylor calls time. And as the cart reached the first baseline so he could hop out and, you know, go into pitch, he tipped the driver of the golf cart $5.
That's awesome.
That is a good citizen there. 1-2. He swings, grounds it right side, and a backhanded stab by Carrillo. He bobbles, throws to first, and the covering Pecco. Yes, he got him in time, just by a hair for out number one. Nelly Taylor Jr. flying down the line, but Pecco just gets the right side of the bag, and there's one down.
All right, I think it's the right call, too. Just beat him by less than a half a step. No bobble, and he would have had it cleanly.
Well, Carrillo made a nice backhanded stab. He bobbled in the air, threw it to the covering Pecco, and bang-bang play at first. Nonetheless, Taylor is retired. There's Marvin Alcantara now, starting second baseman. First pitch, he kicks and deals. There's a fastball outside corner for a strike. It's nothing in one.
Like to tease a little something.
Okay.
Later on, in the middle innings, got a fun game for us to play.
Okay. It's not the immaculate grid, though, right?
No.
Oh, one. High and away it goes, 1-1.
I mean, unless you want to do that.
You know, baseball has a weird way of things. If it gets out of hand, sure.
Yeah.
But we got a good game going on here this evening.
No doubt.
1-1 to Marv. 186 on the season, a homer and 12 ribbies. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2.
I think that we're going to do, found it on MLB.com, based on the IMDb summary, We're playing Can You Pick That Baseball Movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna be fun.
One ball, two strikes, kicks and deals. He swings, rifles it left side. On the back end, it's up Jaworski. He gloves on a hop, throws to first, and it's in time for out number two.
That's a heck of a play. He had to back up out of that thing, Carter, and gloved it on that hot hop. Thing was cranked off the bat. Close to triple digits.
All right, brings him to Denny Uten now. Starting left fielder. Two up, two down so far in the frame. He's in the six hole tonight for the Salem Red Sox. 1-0 Fayetteville leads it early on. Solo shot off the bat of Alejandro Nunez, who did not get the start yesterday for the Woodpeckers. First pitch in Becco deals. A breaking ball that just misses outside. It's 1-0. For Nathaniel Uten, he comes in at 254. Four homers, 20 RBIs. And yesterday for Nathaniel Uten, he was 0-3. Also had a walk in there back in the third. 1-0. He swings, pops it up down the left field line. This one will fall in fair for a base hit and could be extra bases. Uten heads for second. He'll get there with ease, and he'll stand up with a two-out double here in the second.
I think coming around first, he thought he wasn't going to have time to get to second and then realized, oh, boy, let me turn on the burners real quick. Ended up making it to second with ease. Two-out double. Nathaniel Uten. See if the Sox can make something happen with it, Carter. You know, they still won last night, but they left a lot.
They did.
In scoring position. Especially early on in the ballgame. Left runners on second and third in both the first and the second, and then left runners on first and second base in the third inning. And left a runner aboard at third base later on as well. So Sox trying to avoid that here with two outs.
Andy Lugo now. First pitch. He swings and pops it up. Shallow center. Cesar Hernandez is there. Calls everyone off and makes the grab for out number three. So the Sox do strand a runner in scoring position, and they waste a two-out double off the bat of Nathaniel Uten. To the third we go in Salem, 1-0. Fayetteville on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third in Salem. It is a 1-0 Fayetteville Woodpeckers lead over the Salem Red Sox in game two of this six-game set. The Red Sox were winners yesterday. A 6-5 final in walk-off fashion. They win it on a Freily Encarnacion two-run double to win it in extras. 9-1-2 in the Woodpeckers order. Third inning of work for the right-hander O'Donnell. And it goes Will Bush, Chase Jaworski, and Oliver Carrillo. 9-1-2 in the Fayetteville order. Here's Bush, the starting catcher. Digs in from the left side, and time is called as a ball's loose down the left field line. Robert Bonet all over that one. And we're all ready to go. First pitch from O'Donnell. He winds and fires. A breaking ball low and inside. It's 1-0. Will Bush, somebody, he's from just right outside of Dallas, Texas, and so is Trenor O'Donnell. So an interesting connection there. 1-0 the pitch. In the dirt it goes, two balls and no strikes. And Will Bush has an interesting story. He kind of, you know, he came out of high school. He played at Tyler Community College, a JUCO school in Tyler, Texas, just outside of Houston, actually. 2-0. Check swing, did he go? Doesn't matter to strike out or half. It's 2-1. He's picked in the 16th round last year by the Houston Astros in the 2023 MLB draft, and here he is in Fayetteville, North Carolina. 2-1. There's a strike outside corner. It's 2-2. In college, at Tyler Community College, his final year, hit a team high 357, 8 homers, 42 ribbies, and that will get you an opportunity at the next level for sure. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Swinging a chopper foul, first base side. And we'll reset and do it all over again. I know Dallas is a big area, but you get two Dallas boys facing off here in single-A ball in Salem, Virginia. That's got to be pretty cool right there. 2-2, pitch. He swings and knifes it. That's a foul ball, third base side. And are they going to call catcher's interference?
Yeah.
Yes, they are. On Daniel McElveny. Immediately from behind the dish, Robert Bonet was pointing to Daniel McElveny, and he, too, allows Bush to reach first.
Yeah, unfortunate here, especially with the way that at-bat was going. It was good, contested back and forth, and see if we get another look here. McElveny just, I think his mitt got in the way, and piece of the bat caught the mitt.
Chase Jaworski now back to the top for Fayetteville. First pitch, high and tight fastball that just misses inside. It's 1-0. Jaworski back in the first. He flew out to straightaway center. This is a guy from just outside of Denver, Colorado. Highlands Ranch, Colorado. I've heard that is a beautiful place. I've only been out to Denver once. I was very little, so I don't remember much. 1-0, he swings and tips it foul. 1-1. Mentioned the 30th best prospect in the system. He was a fifth-round pick a season ago by the Houston Astros, and though he was originally born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, he was the number 6 overall prospect in the state of Colorado, according to Perfect Game. 1-1. He swings, rips it up the middle. It's down for a knock. To second goes Bush. He'll stop there. And the second hit of the ball game for Fayetteville belongs to Chase Jaworski.
He's impressive, Carter. Top 30 for a reason, and he was one of those that you kind of circle his name coming in, especially because out of the 5 top 30 prospects playing this week, the majority of them are pitchers. Jaworski, obviously, not in that realm. So we knew coming in that he could be a force. Held a little bit quieter yesterday and starting to have that bat come around just a little bit.
Here's Oliver Carrillo now. Sox in a little bit of a jam, first and second, nobody down, and time is called as O'Donnell steps off. Also, in case you're wondering to finish that story, Jaworski off of first, mentioned his numbers and what he was in high school. First pitch to Carrillo, he swings and chops it foul. First base side, nothing in one. You know where he was committed out of high school? Probably not somewhere you would imagine, per se. I don't think you'll ever guess it, but it's Utah Valley.
Okay, I was not going to guess that.
Ends up with the Astros organization. 0-1, pitch. He swings, rifles at third base side. It's through for a base knock. Around third is Bush. He'll pump the brakes there, and the bases are going to be loaded with nobody out for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
Jeez, the throw home from U10 nearly got away.
Yeah.
McElveny able to keep it from getting to the backstop.
So it brings up Kenny Gomez now. Came in leading the team in average. This Fayetteville team hits just 221, I should say, as a club. But they can come through in the clutch, and Kenny Gomez certainly did that yesterday with that RBI triple. As Daniel McElveny will have a conversation with the right-hander O'Donnell.
Yeah, this will hurt the ERA just a little bit.
Well, still no runs in yet. Bases loaded, nobody out. The entire infield's going to play back open for the double play ball, and that's probably the right move at this portion of the ballgame. I think you easily take a run for 2 outs in this situation.
No doubt. Yeah, I could really use the soft, well hit enough, but soft grounder either side of the infield.
Kenny Gomez is the designated hitter. He flew out to right. That was back in the first. And if you recall, it was Kelly Taylor Jr. who crashed up against the wall to make the play. Through the windup now goes O'Donnell. His first pitch misses low and outside. It's 1-0. Typically goes through the stretch, but with the bases loaded, going to take his time and try and retire Gomez. 1-0, pitch. Swing and a chopper foul. First base side, it's 1-1. Key spot in this ballgame early on, right? I mean, the Red Sox just have one base hit so far today. Now, just Two rounds of eight bigs. 1-1. Winds and fires. He swings, rounds the right side. It's through for a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Jaworski. He runs through a stop sign, and it's not going to matter as he scores with ease. Two-run single. Got off the bat of Gomez, and it's 3-0 Fayetteville.
Not what we expected coming into tonight, Carter, out of O'Donnell. And Fayetteville's kind of been all over him just a little bit here through three. Really just two at this point. Two complete. That's now all four base runners here in the third are on, and then three via the hit.
Back-to-back-to-back singles makes it 3-0, and here is Xavier Cassarella now. Starting third baseman. Sox trail by three, first and second, still nobody out. First pitch from O'Donnell. He kicks and deals. He swings and pops it a foul, first base side, and it moves the count to 0-1. Xavier Cassarella flew out back in the first. Had that big-time RBI double yesterday, tied the ball game up at three. Back in the night. Oh, on the pitch. A breaking ball that sizzles inside for a strike. Quickly 0-2. Strikeout would be absolutely massive here. A double play ball would be even bigger. Can O'Donnell turn it? 0-2. Wave and a miss for strike three. A breaking ball and a beauty. And there's one down.
23 on the year and 18 and a third coming into this season, coming into this ball game rather. Just his first strikeout. Threw now 2 1/3.
Here's Ochoa Jr. now, starting right fielder. First and second, one down. Still not out of the woods just yet for O'Donnell. Double play would be massive here. First pitch. He swings in, rifles it foul, first base side. 0-1. Well, for Ochoa Jr., he popped up back in the second. This is somebody for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the five spot that a lot of people are so crazy high on with this Woodpeckers team. 0-1. In the dirt it goes, 1-1. And, you know, you look at somebody like him. He was drafted by the Houston Astros in the 11th round. That was back in 2023, a year ago. What's interesting, though, and he's from Venezuela, but he actually went to high school and played high school ball just outside of Houston. Came to the States, worked out in the draft. 1-1, the pitch. He swings and nice it. Shallow right, moving back at first is Lugo, and he makes the basket catch for out number two. Throw to second, they got him! Too far off the bag was Carrillo, and that is the unconventional double play to finish off the frame for Salem. But two more runs do cross, and we head to the home half of the third at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 3-0, Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-0 the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on top of the Salem Red Sox in game two of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. Ethan Pecco is back on the bump for his third inning of work. And here on MLB TV, we're going to get a replay of Andy Lugo making the basket catch and doubling off Oliver Carrillo down at second to escape the jam. 892 in the Red Sox order it goes. Stanley Tucker, Daniel McElveny, and Nizan Zenitella. Righty-righty matchup to start the frame for Tucker's first appearance in this series. First pitch, he kicks and deals. Wave and a miss, nothing in one. 123 average into this ballgame for Stanley Tucker. No homers, two RBIs, excuse me. And, you know, starting at third base tonight, it's just the second ever start for Tucker down at the hot corner. A one, way away it goes, high and outside, one and one. But he plays a nice outfield, and this is somebody, and I know we're talking about his defensive ability, but because of the versatility he gives you for the Salem Red Sox, that can certainly help, you know, inserting yourself into the order. 1-1, he waves and misses 1-2. We've seen him play both in left and right, now at third, and there's many guys on this team, like Stanley Tucker, like Antonio Anderson, that can do that. Marvin Alcantara, Nelly Taylor Jr., you name it. One ball, two strikes, through the windup and the pitch. Way outside it goes, two balls and two strikes. Nathaniel Yuten, he slides from right to left today. Nelly Taylor Jr. has played all three outfield positions. Yuten played left and right. And Andy Lugo, who we just saw make the play, he's been all over the place so far this year. 2-2, he swings and misses for strike three. Right through a high fastball, and there's one down. Second strikeout of the day for Petco, and here is Daniel McElveny, starting catcher. Well, McElveny, and this was a talking point yesterday. I don't necessarily want to say this is his job right now as the starting catcher for the Salem Red Sox, but he's going to have a lot of opportunities with no Johan Fran Garcia. Seen him in the lineup now, back-to-back days. First pitch from Petco, kicks and deals. Misses low and inside, it's 1-0. And there are more options. You know, Juan Montero is somebody we saw a lot of to start the year, not only behind the plate, but some down at first as well. And with Diego Valoria going on the development list as the 1-0 misses high and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Diego Valoria is now on the development list. You got two catchers here now. So, process of elimination, McElveny is going to see plenty of opportunities for the foreseeable future. Two balls, no strikes. Winds and fires. In there for a strike, outer half, 2-1. And, you know, it's tough with what happened with Johan Fran being sidelined for the foreseeable future. But, again, Daniel McElveny now. Big-time shot here in Salem. Two balls and a strike. He rocks and fires. He swings and pops it up foul, first base side. And it evens up the count of 2-2. And you may be asking, well, what's the corresponding move for Diego Valoria? Well, that's Nizan Zenitello coming back from the injured list. And obviously the Red Sox want Nizan back in the starting lineup for Salem. 2-2. The righty deals. Swing and a miss for strike three. Two up, two down on back-to-back strikeouts. And right on cue, here is Nizan Zenitello, starting designated hitter. Well, the eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. He came looking. That was back in the first. But again, there is so much hype around Nizan Zenitella. Second round pick from a season ago. His average has dipped below 400, but that says it all. First pitch is taken inside, just a little high as well, 1-0. And again, going to slowly be easing his way back. Zenitello's DHing today, but we're going to see him play quite a bit of the left side of the infield, like Antonio Anderson, particularly at short, 1-0. He swings in, nice at foul, first base side, evens up the count at 1-1. Speaking of Anderson, Antonio on deck, starting shortstop tonight.
I love his cleats.
Yes.
I know I go back to that, but those are spectacular.
1-1. He curls and unfurls, taking for a strike in her half of the knees, 1-2. But the top of the lineup, and we touched on this just to start off the ball game. If you're a Boston Red Sox fan, this is the time to tune in when you got Zenitello, Antonio Anderson, and Miguel Blaze. I mean, that is potentially your future at Fenway Park. 1-2. The righty winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Zanatello down on strikes for the second time today. And Pecco K's the side with his second, third, and fourth strikeouts of the contest. To the fourth we go in Salem. 3-0. Fayetteville leads it. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth in Salem. The Red Sox facing a 3-0 deficit here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. And taking you through the middle frames in this contest on the play-by-play duties, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Mr. Heater, take it away, sir.
Appreciate it, Carter. 3-0 your score. Top of the fourth, Fayetteville. On top of Salem is the Woodpeckers. They're kind of trying to get back into the swing of things. This is a team that is on a four-game losing streak. They've lost 8 of their last 10 contests. And Fayetteville with an early 3-0 lead as we head to the top of four. Cesar Hernandez, Alejandro Nunez, and Wayner Luciano all due up. 6-7-8. And the first pitch is lined high into the air, left field, and it tails foul towards the Red Sox bullpen. And the count quickly, 0-1. Hernandez, a 234 hitter, 4 RBI on the season, just one home run for the 19th best prospect in the Astros organization. 0-1 on the way. And he looks at a fastball high and away. The count evens up at a ball and a strike. Hernandez lined out to right field his first time up earlier today. That came in the second inning. Ellie Taylor was up to the task. There's the 1-1. Misses downstairs below the knees on a breaking ball at 81 on the gun. And the count now 2 balls and a strike for Cesar Hernandez.
Well, yeah. Go ahead, Carter.
No, go ahead. I don't want to disrupt your thought at all.
No, it hasn't necessarily been the start we have expected from Trenor O'Donnell as a pitch skips in the dirt. And the count now 3 balls and a strike for Hernandez. Coming into today, he had not surrendered a hit in 3 weeks. And all of a sudden, sort of a big third inning. Just scored 2 runs for Fayetteville, but ended up with 4 total base runners, 3 consecutive hits, 2 RBI single from Kenny Gomez. Put the Woodpeckers up 3-0. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a liner, left side, past the diving glove of Tucker, the third baseman, into left field grass for a leadoff base hit.
Was it hard? Not really a shot there for Stanley Tucker. Laid all out for it, but was going to get past him. Leadoff single, number 5 on the day, hit-wise, for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, which I think, I mean, it does surprise you a little bit, but at the same time, as you well know, that's baseball, right? You're due for one.
Pick off over to first, head first slide for Hernandez. He's in there safely. Tucker playing third base for just the second time this season, making his second career start in the hot corner. Runner off of first, nobody out. Alejandro Nunez is in. Runner takes off. Pitch is squibbed back to the netting. Foul. 0-1. And Hernandez gives up the hit and run. Has to retreat back to first.
Nunez with that towering homer. 91 off the bat.
That's
it. Out the deep right.
I mean, when do you see 91 off the bat get out of this yard? Not often.
Not often, but honestly, I think Antonio Anderson, I remember telling you,
well,
as it looks like
Liam Carroll. This might be it for Trenor O'Donnell. What were you saying, Carter?
No, just was saying pitch count, maybe. It's an 0-1 count, but that may be the exact reason. He's going to talk to Liam Carroll.
Well, 6'7". he towers over anybody, and that's going to be the day for Trenor O'Donnell. Call to the bullpen for the Red Sox. We'll step aside. 3-0 lead for Fayetteville. Runner on first with nobody out when we return. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long right here on MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, you want to talk about exquisite mustaches. Here's C.J. Wines on the hill for the Red Sox. Comes in, first arm out of the pen for Salem. Trenor O'Donnell's day has come to a close. Here we are, top of the fourth inning, 3-0 lead for Fayetteville, game 2-6 between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox this week in Salem. Alejandro Nunez digs in from the right side. The left fielder enters with a runner on first and second. Righty-on-righty matchup, 3-0 lead for Fayetteville. Wines brings home the first pitch, and it misses upstairs. 83-mile-an-hour breaking ball, 1-0. And I'll correct myself, Hernandez on second, Nunez on first, and Wainer Luciano digs in from the right side for the Woodpeckers. Fastball clips the inside corner at 91, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. Luciano, the 18th best prospect in the Woodpeckers, I should say, Houston Astros organization. 1-1 offering. He swings, lifts it foul, right side, and escapes into the seats, 1-2. Two homers on the year, 10 RBI. As McCalvany comes back behind home plate. And Carter, myself, I'm trying to figure out how there's runners on first
and
second.
That's what I've been trying to figure out, too.
Because our live
stats.
They
got catcher's interference on it. Okay, there you go. That's why there was the change made. I thought there was an 0-1 count.
One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Here's a swing and a liner left side. This is gloved by Tucker. Fired to second, and he airmails it into right field grass. Well, coming around third, Cesar Hernandez. He scores. That puts Alejandro Nunez on third, and aboard with an error is Wainer Luciano.
So that's the second catcher's interference today. So my apologies, I missed that. I was thinking, I was like, why are they taking him out on a 0-1 count?
No, I missed it as well.
So there's first and second, and then now an E5 on Stanley Tucker. And that's a ball that probably should have been a double play ball right there.
Well, Tucker's just second start in the hot corner this year. Some growing pains, nevertheless. Luciano at first, Nunez at third. Here's Will Bush. He swings and misses on the fastball. High in the zone, nothing and one. So if you're keeping it at home, Nunez aboard via the E2 on catcher's interference. Hernandez scores on the E5 as a pitch called a strike. Outer half, quickly 0-2.
How many times have you seen two catcher's interference in one ball game? I mean, you see, that's a call you see, I don't know, maybe once every month or so, if that. That didn't happen very much. In the same game?
0-2. Misses downstairs, 1-2. Yeah, you don't see it very often. I'm with you, Carter.
where's Jim Fulton, our team historian, when you need him?
Well, he came sprinting in here to let us know that that one came 91 off the bat. I didn't have the heart to let Jim know that we had track men in front of us. 1-2, swinging a chopper foul right side. I just didn't have it in me to disappoint him. We appreciate him so much.
I saw him come in the third, and you turned around. And I said, "Oh my gosh, what's going wrong?" You know, like
yeah.
But usually,
if people come to the booth, something wrong.
Something's not right.
We blew something. First and third, nobody out. 4-0 lead now for Fayetteville. Pick off to first, and this one nearly got away. It squibs off the mitt of Lugo, and a run scores. Alejandro Nunez crosses home. 5-0 Fayetteville.
This is going to be the fourth error of the game right there, because two of them have come on catcher's interference. And by the way, Bush reached on the other. And then you had the E5, and then, yeah, that's an error right there. So that's E1. An E1, and that's number four on the day for the Salem Red Sox.
When it rains, it pours. Was pouring earlier today. Here's the 1-2. Misses a hair inside. 88-mile-an-hour changeup, 2-2. Well, Will Bush in the 9 hole. Aboard via the catcher's interference. That was in the third.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Came around to score when it was.
That was a little bit more obvious.
Yeah, right, he hit the mitt, the 2-2. Here's a swing and a fly ball straightaway center field. Going back, Miguel Blaze on the run into left center. Makes the catch 2 feet in front of the warning track. That's out number one.
But, yeah, let's see if we can figure out the last time there were two catcher's interferences in one game here in Salem. I think that's a project for me in the minute and a half we have in between innings.
I challenge you.
Okay, we'll see if we can figure that out. That's the third catcher's interference here in Salem this season.
Here's Chase Jaworski. First pitch on the way. Misses high with a fastball, 1-0. 30th best prospect in the Astros organization. Top of the order. Shortstop. Talented on both ends. Tallied his first hit of the series after going 0-for-4 yesterday. That was in the third as he looks at a breaking ball downstairs, 2-0. Came around to score in that third, part of two runs. So you have a run in the second, a pair of runs in the third, and then now two more in the fourth. Three errors in the inning for the Red Sox. Four on the day. 2-0. He swings and misses on a slider, outer half, 2-1.
Another thing that I was talking about right before we went to break before the fourth about Nizan Zinatello, and forgive me for kind of going off of your point, but I think this is a big thing to talk about. We were talking about the 1-2-3 in that order with Zinatello, Antonio Anderson, and Miguel Blaze, and that's your must-tune-in time if you're a Boston Red Sox fan to a Salem Red Sox game, because that's your future potentially. It reminds me a lot, and we were talking with Jim about this before the game, of 2016 here in Salem.
Two balls and a strike, the pitch. He swings, lifts it shallow left field. Charging back is Tucker. U10 in there as well, and it drops in front of both of them for a base hit. Jaworski aboard at first. Moves Luciano over to second. Still only one gone here in the top of the fourth inning. 5-0 the lead for Fayetteville. They've done it on 6 hits, but 4 errors have helped out tremendously.
They certainly have. Certainly have. 6 hits is nothing to sneeze at, but, you know, right now in this contest, well, 4 of the 5 runs are earned at this point.
You know, the Red Sox have been so clean when it comes to errors as of late when they win ball games. First pitch to Carrillo is hammered foul, right side, into the seats, 0-1. Oliver Carrillo digs in. He is 1-for-1. Had a walk as well in the first. Base hit in the third, was stranded at second base. He's got runners on first and second. One gone, top of four. Weens gathers at the belt. Glances to second, wind and fire the 0-1. Breaking ball misses downstairs, below the knees, 1-1.
But back to 2016, not saying these guys are going to, they very well could, but I don't want to put the pressure on them. They have to turn into these guys. Back in 2016 here in Salem, you saw guys like Rafael Devers play here. Andrew Benintendi play here.
1-1. Called a strike, outer half on a breaking ball, 1-2.
Yoan Moncada play here. People forget about Mauricio Dubon played here. He won a World Series with the Astros 2 years ago. Michael Kopech played here that year. A couple years beforehand, you saw Xander Bogaerts and Mookie Betts play here.
1-1 offering. Here's a swing and a drive, tanked into the air, deep left center field. Uten at the wall. He looks up, and it's over the Carilion Clinic scoreboard for a three-run homer. 8-0 Fayetteville, and they're pouring it on here in the top of the fourth. Second homer of the day.
Yeah, it's not what you want. Not what you want at all. He hammered that ball. What, that was 105 off the bat, 421. Over the scoreboard out in left, and all of a sudden, this ball game is blown wide open here in Salem.
Fayetteville looking to tie this series, well on their way to doing so. Also looking to snap a four-game losing streak. First pitch on the way and taken down and in by Kenny Gomez. He had the two-run scoring single back in the third inning. 5 runs now in the top of the fourth. 8-0 lead for the Woodpeckers. C.J. Weems kicks and deals 1-0. Here's a swing and a roper. Right side, gloved on one hop by Alcantara. Short throw to first in time. Route number two.
By the way, to lighten the mood, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. But the Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitum, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890. For more information. Woo! All right. You got it.
Shout out to Fishwick.
Thank you.
Righty on righty. Cassarella is in. First offering, fisted foul, right side into the seats. Nothing in one.
Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people.
Lawyers for the people. They also have a poster on the right field fence. I'm looking for it. Do you see it out there?
Yeah, it's out there. About two to the left of the 325 sign. You see that Fishwick and Associates?
Oh, yes. Okay. I was getting, here's the 1-1. Called a strike inside corner on a fastball, 1-2. I was getting it confused with Gick Law, criminal and traffic defense at GickLaw.com.
It's not the Gick Law fourth inning.
It's
Fishwick and Associates.
Three posters over. The 1-2. Misses between the legs of McKelvin and trickles back behind. By the way, a sensational, probably my favorite I've ever seen in now my second season here, logo painted on the field by our incredible grounds crew.
Yep.
Look at that. You got the Red Sox, but it's red, white, and blue American flag theme.
For Memorial Day.
Yes, sir. The 2-2. Fisted back to the backstop. Foul once again. Fought off. It's 2-2. Yeah, that's good stuff right there. That's impressive. I like when they go with the S. I like when they go with the Sox. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes they'll do the state of Virginia as well with like an S
yep.
inside of it. But I think that is my favorite one I've ever seen him do. 2-2. Swing at a chopper. Left side. Staying fair. And it's missed by Tucker. He just completely misplayed it. Either an infield single or the fifth error.
That's probably going to be, yeah, they'll rule that an infield single. That was going to be a tough play. Now, I think Tucker maybe would have had a play. But that was going to be tough to throw the runner out at first.
Been a tough couple of innings, though, for Tucker in the hot corner.
I think he almost got a little in between on charging it and seeing if it would roll foul.
Stayed fair the whole way. And here's Naomar Ochoa Jr. He looks at a breaking ball in her half for a strike, 0-1.
All the Woodpeckers have batted around now. This is number 9 in the order. Or about a bat around, I should say. This is number 9 in the order.
He's 0-2. Oh, one offering. Misses high and in with a fastball. 1-1. Pop out, and then grounded into that inning-ending double play, the unconventional one where you had the pop out to the first baseman and then too far off a second. They ended up snagging Carrillo. Here's the 1-1. He laces this up the middle for a base hit. Cassarella stops at second. Runners on first and second. 8-0 lead for Fayetteville here in the top of the fourth. They've scored 5 runs. 9 hits on the day. Back-to-back knocks. And they officially have batted through because Cesar Hernandez, the 19th best prospect in the Astros organization, is up for the second time here in the fourth.
Led off the inning with a single. All that time ago. The Woodpeckers, 9 hits now on the day. 4 errors. For the Salem Red Sox, and they lead 8-0. I don't think it's really hard to dissect why the Woodpeckers are out in front in this one by 8 runs. But still, a lot of game to work with. The Red Sox have been recently swinging a better stick and coming through in clutch situations, but obviously an 8-run deficit is a lot to overcome for sure.
First and second, 2 gone, 8-0 lead. First pitch to Hernandez, and he takes a fastball below the knees, 1-0. Hernandez, just 4 RBI on the season, an opportunity for number 5, maybe even 6. Righty on lefty. Weans from the belt, the 1-0 offering. He swings, laces it foul, left side, 1-1.
Third base coach, I believe that's Ricky Rivera down there, had to duck out of the way.
A run in the second, a pair in the third, a 5-piece in the top of the fourth. 1-1 to Hernandez. He swings, nubs it back to the netting, 1-2. Just feels like a lot of the momentum has kind of been sucked out of this ball game right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And throughout the ballpark, too. I think the Red Sox need something positive to happen to really get things going once again from an environment standpoint.
1-2. Misses downstairs, 2-2. It's tough how everything's just kind of a snowball effect chain reaction, right? You kind of blink and things get out of hand.
Yeah.
After a couple of errors. 9 hits, 4 errors. Not a good recipe, though. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball. McCalvity applies the tag, and we go to the home half of the fourth. 5 runs, 8-0 lead for the Woodpeckers through 3.5. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball right here on MILB TV and MILB.com.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth here in Salem in a game that is starting to get away in a hurry. 8-0 the lead for the Woodpeckers. 5 runs in the top of the fourth inning for Fayetteville. They did it with 5 total hits and 3 errors. That's 4 for the Red Sox tonight in the error category. They've surrendered 9 hits, just uncharacteristic of a typically outstanding pitching team. Red Sox ready to go 2-3-4 in the batting order. Antonio Anderson, Miguel Blaze, and Nellie Taylor Jr. all set to dig on in. They face off against Ethan Pecco, who enters his fourth inning of work on the hill for the Woodpeckers. Antonio Anderson stands in, the switch hitter from the left side, 18-year-old out of Atlanta. Third round pick from a season ago. First pitch on the way, and Anderson looks at a fastball high and in, 1-0. Anderson 0-for-1 today. Grounded out right back to the pitcher, his first time up in the first inning. Pecco kicks and delivers the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball at 87 and a half, 1-1.
So I just went to go find Jim to see if he would know the last time there have been 2 catcher's interferences in one game. Jim just walked out. He's heading home for the evening.
Oh, boy. Well, he's going to tune in when he gets home. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Golfed at a breaking ball in the dirt. 1-2. He always does.
Yeah.
Totally. Says after he gets home, him and the wife will watch a little bit of Young Sheldon. And then when she dozes off, he gets to put his baseball back on. Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly.
Is what they say.
Married since 1991.
Ball and two strikes. 8-0 the lead for Fayetteville. 1-2 skips between the legs of Bush. And it's 2-2. Why do we know that?
Jim, well, we, you sat on that couch with
That's
him
true.
Today.
He
we
told
were
us today.
A conversation with him today about that.
He told us today. Married in 1991. Listen to this. Jim moved here to
this
the New
is our
River
team
Valley.
Team historian, by the way.
Team historian. 2-2. Check swing. Oh, he went around big time on a fastball high and tight. Sat down on strikes. How about the fifth strikeout on the day for Ethan Pecco and his fourth consecutive struck out the side in the third.
He's been really good. Dialed it up as of late.
Here's Miguel Blaze from the right side. Fourth best prospect in the organization. 0-for-1 today with a fly out to right. Righty on righty. First offering. He swings and fouls it back. Nothing and one. Jim moved here from Philadelphia in 1999. You know what happened in this area in 1999?
I do.
What is that?
Virginia Tech football went undefeated that year.
Went to the national championship, lost to Florida State. The 0-1 misses downstairs 1-1. And around these parts, that is everything.
Religion,
right?
Yes.
Religion. Everybody loves the Hokies. Lane Stadium, Enter Sandman, for all you crazy Red Sox fans listening to us, wherever you may be, that know nothing about Virginia Tech football. The 1-1, breaking ball, wave and a miss, 1-2. And because of Jim moving here from Philly, he liked college hoops, Temple, Villanova, makes sense. Big baseball guy, big hockey guy as well. Didn't care too much for college football. Anything anybody would ever talk about during that run was Virginia Tech football this, Virginia Tech football that. It's the greatest thing ever. The 1-2 misses in the dirt, 2-2. And he said one day his wife walked into school because she was a teacher in the area, a substitute teacher in the local public school. She walked into school. She was wearing a Temple shirt. Well, Temple, this is in 2000, the year after they played in the national title, 2-2. Here's a swing to line drive up the middle, and it is down in front of the center fielder Hernandez for a base hit. One out single for Miguel Blaze. How about an 8-game hitting streak for the fourth best prospect in the Red Sox organization?
Just continuing to add on to that season long for Miguel Blaze. Flew out back in the first, and then that single there extends that hitting streak after it took until the ninth yesterday to do so. But I think Red Sox fans out there are going to be happy to see that for sure.
There's Nellie Taylor Jr., grounded out to first base, his first time up. He is 0-for-1. Runner off of first is Blaze. One gone. 8-0 lead for Fayetteville. Bottom of four. First offering. He misses at a fastball high and in. 1-0. Well, Carter, so I was saying how Jim's wife came to school wearing a Temple shirt, and she was getting these dirty looks up and down the hallway because Temple, here's the 1-0, misses inside 2-0, had just put in the smackdown on Virginia Tech, apparently. This is in 2000. Now I kind of want to look up the box score of that game and see how bad it truly was. Because Jim can tell a story.
Yes, he can.
Two balls, no strikes to pitch. Misses in the dirt. Three balls, no strikes to Nellie Taylor Jr. But regardless, between that experience and it being all anybody would ever talk about, Jim had developed a hatred, a bitterness towards Virginia Tech football, which does not bode well locally. Runner off of first, the 3-0. Called a strike, outer half. The get-me-over strike is in there for Pecco, and it's 3-1. Well, I got in the year 2000, that's 2003. One moment.
I got
so.
You. All I right. got you.
3-1. Here's a swing to line drive. Right side. All the way into the corner for another base hit. Blaze rounding second. He's waved around third. Miguel Blaze heading home. He comes in to score. RBI double for Nellie Taylor Jr. And the Red Sox cut the deficit down to 7.
Oh, sometimes it takes one to get going. And after Nellie Taylor Jr. has been phenomenal defensively today. Two nice plays in right. One exceptional play in right. Comes through with that RBA double there. Red Sox are on the board. It's 8-1.
Here's Marvin Alcantara. Still just one gone via the strikeout at the top of the order for Antonio Anderson. Runner on second, one gone. 8-1, the brand new score. Alcantara 0-for-1 today, grounded out to short. His first time up.
All right, I think I found something.
What you got?
So, I'll let you get the pitch in first.
First offering to Alcantara. This is high and away with a fastball 1-0.
So when Jim was talking about that, I was thinking, I was like, I don't know if Virginia Tech lost to Temple after like the 99 days. They actually didn't. The last time they lost to Temple was in 1998. That was in Blacksburg. But that was before they moved down here. So I wonder if maybe.
1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1.
I wonder if maybe.
Jim is mistaken.
Well, yes, and on top of that, you know, Temple and Virginia Tech played in football every single year until 2003 because they were in the Big East together.
Right.
Before Virginia Tech went to the ACC. So just a conference foe, if you will.
1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2.
In fact, in 2000. Well, okay. In 1999.
I think I see what you're looking
yeah.
at. They beat Temple 62-7.
62-7. In 2000, they won 35-13, and in 2001, they won 35-0.
Jim's delusion. 1-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball. Second out with a runner on second. We're in the home half of the fourth. 8-1 this score. Fayetteville leads. Brings up Nathaniel Uten. He doubled his first time up in the second, was left there. How about 6 strikeouts? For Ethan Pecco.
Yeah, it's been really good. He's been one of the best arms in the starting rotation for Fayetteville all year long, and we're seeing why he's so highly touted here this evening in Southwest Virginia.
Pecco from the belt, glances to second, winds and fires the first pitch, and it's taken for a strike. 80 on a breaking ball, nothing and one. Uten, 1-for-1 today, 4 homers on the season, 20 runs batted in. Has elevated his batting average up to 260. You know, Carter, something that's so interesting first, the 0-1. Swing at a chopper right back up the middle. Gloved by the pitcher in Pecco. He underhands to first in time for out number 3. Well, I'll tell you what's so interesting when we come back. Top of the fifth after this. 8-1 Fayetteville leads it. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth here in Salem. 8-1 the lead for Fayetteville. All over the Red Sox. They have 9 hits to Salem's 3. 1 run in the second, 2 runs in the third, and a 5-piece in the fourth. The Red Sox responded with 1 run of their own in the bottom of the fourth inning. Nellie Taylor Jr. struck with an RBI double to score Miguel Blaise, who extended his 7-game hitting streak into 8. New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox, the lefty. Noah Dean is in, the Old Dominion product. He faces off against 7-8-9 in the Woodpeckers' order, a team that has lost 4 consecutive. They've lost 8 of their last 10, well on their way to snapping that losing streak. Batted through in the fourth, Cesar Hernandez led the inning off, and he ended it as well. Alejandro Nunez fouls off the first pitch to the left side, and the count is nothing in 1. Nunez today homered in the second inning, really just setting the table. Got aboard via catcher's interference in the fourth. Had three errors in his way around the base pass to score. The 0-1, swing and a miss on a breaking ball, nothing in two.
This is another example of a former, I shouldn't even say former, somebody who has started games this season coming out of the bullpen.
Exactly. And we've been told that that's kind of the approach to the week. Get them that experience. The 0-2, breaking ball misses outside, 1-2. And it's all about, hey, just being flexible, having the experience and the wherewithal to be able to say, coach, I can do whatever.
Yeah.
You get to call up, hey, we need a bullpen arm. You're not going to start, but we need you. The 1-2, swung and chopped right side of the infield, scooped up by Alcantara. Throw to first is low, but snagged in time by Lugo for out number one. And that's just excellent management.
Yeah,
really.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the Boston Red Sox organization is very buttoned up, even keel, organized organization, and you're seeing that even at the bottom, not even the bottom, but the single A level in Salem, and the bottom of affiliated ball is a better way to put it. But Liam Carroll and Carew are making these guys the best they can be.
There's Rainer Luciano, who looks at a fastball 96 on the gun, missing high, 1-0. Well, I kind of hinted at something in the bottom of the fourth, said, you know what's interesting? And then the inning ended. So I'll tell you what's interesting. The 1-0 pitch. Check swing, pitch misses high and away. 2-0. As you know, Carter, I've been doing a lot of college baseball as of late.
Mm-hmm.
Filling in at Virginia Tech and doing some games on the ACC Network Extra as well. And the numbers, the 2-0, check swing, pitch misses down and in, 3-0, are just so incredibly different. You look at the Carolina League, nobody's batting at 300 as a team.
Not
in fact,
close.
Well below it. Right around the 250 mark is where you're going to top out. Not the case in college baseball. The 3-0, called a strike inside half, 3-1. You know, Virginia leads the ACC in team batting average. They're hitting 340 as a club. It's incredible. Three balls and a strike to Luciano. Fastball in there over the plate. 3-2. Noah Dean climbs back to fill it up. You had the regular season batting champion come from Virginia Tech. Here's the payoff pitch. Misses inside. This hit him on the foot. And after all that, a hit by pitch gives Luciano first with one gone. Ben Watson out of Virginia Tech, by the way, an incredible story. Division III transfer out of Elizabethtown. The question was, how is he going to, you know, acclimate
sure.
to playing D1 baseball? Well, he goes out and leads one of the best college baseball leagues in the country in batting average. He hit 418 on the season when it was all said and done. That was the top of the ACC. Like, nobody touches 418 at this level. And it's a different game, different arms, everything like that. But it's just crazy. You look down the line, and a team like Virginia, everybody in the starting nine was hitting above 300.
Yeah. Wow. Again, you look at who leads the league in average. It's the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase at a fastball out of the zone. Nothing and two.
They're at 258 on the season as a team. They were at 249 yesterday. So something crazy happened last night in their game. You know who's next in average? Carolina Mudcats. They're at 247.
0-2 to Bush. He swings, lifts it high into the air, into the gap right center field. Going back and stopping is Taylor. Camps underneath it and makes the catch for out number two. Runner stays in Luciano at first. Two gone.
In fact, this is probably the most jarring stat. There are only three teams in the Carolina League that are hitting over four teams in the Carolina League that are hitting over 230.
Why do you think that is?
Adjusting to this level of baseball.
Top of the order, pick off to first, and in there safely, Luciano standing up. Chase Jaworski up for the fourth time today. He's got a pair of base hits in the third and the fourth. He's scored twice. He's 2-for-3.
Most pitchers we've seen here in Salem have either come from the college level or...
First pitch, fisted back foul, nothing and one.
Or they pitched an affiliated ball before. You know, like maybe they're international guys, but they pitched here before. From an offensive standpoint, We've seen plenty of guys that are playing their first season of affiliated ball that are 18 and 19 years old. They're still trying to get accustomed to things, and I think that has a big snowball effect when you have a whole team's worth of some of those guys per se.
0-1 breaking ball hit left side of the infield, gloved by Tucker. Underhand to second, covering is Alcantara for out number three. 5-6 if you're keeping it at home, and it brings the inning to a close. They cut down Luciano. Nobody scores. 8-1, the Woodpeckers lead heading to the home half of the fifth here in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here in Salem, 8-1. Fayetteville leads it over the Salem Red Sox. 9 hits for the Woodpeckers, just 3 for the Salem Sox as they're ready to go 7-8-9 and turn that on a dime. Andy Lugo, Stanley Tucker, and Daniel McKelvey all dig in for the Sox, facing off against Ethan Pecco, who works now into his fifth inning of work on the bump for the Woodpeckers. First offering on the way, and Lugo looks at a sizzling fastball for a strikeout or half. Nothing and one. Lugo so far tonight, he popped out to center field. Shallow. Just got underneath one. Nothing and one the count. Here's the pitch. Called a strike. Outer half with a breaking ball. Nothing and two. Carter, let's play a little bit of a game here.
Okay.
Baseball movies, you're going to guess it based on their IMDb summary.
Okay.
This is via MLB.com. Here's the 0-2. Misses high and away with a fastball. Climbing the ladder for that one was Bush, and it's 1-2. So we're going to play. Middle-aged unknown comes seemingly out of nowhere to become a legendary baseball player with almost supernatural talent, released in 1984. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Nearly brought him to a knee with a breaking ball. Struck him out 7th of the day for Pecco, and there's one gone in the fifth.
I do want to preface it with this. I'm a big baseball guy. I have not honestly seen as many baseball movies as you may think. I've seen my 3 or 4
okay.
that I really enjoy. With that being said, would you mind reading that again, please?
No doubt. First pitch is taken for a strike by Stanley Tucker, outer half, nothing and one. A middle-aged unknown becomes seemingly out of nowhere. That doesn't even grammatically make sense. To become a legendary baseball player with almost supernatural talent. As a fastball misses outside, 1-1. Your options are...
Yeah, give me the options.
42, eight men out, the natural, a league of their own, field of dreams, pride of the Yankees, angels in the outfield, the 1-1. Misses inside, 2-1. For the love of the game, the rookie...
How many
rookie,
options are there?
There's 15, and
there's 15
total questions.
I see.
It's basically, yeah, you eliminate as you go along.
I would go the natural.
Well, there's more. The Bad News Bears, Major League, swing and a miss on a fastball, 2-2. Rookie of the Year, Bull Durham, Moneyball, or the Sandlot?
I can eliminate about 5 of them.
It came out in 1984, if that helps as well.
Yeah, So that eliminates about five of them.
Yep. Two balls, two strikes, one gone. 8-1 lead for Fayetteville. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Number 8 on the day for Pecco. Got him with a breaking ball once again. Down below the knees. Two gone.
It's not the natural.
Okay.
It's not. No, I'm saying.
Let's see. It is.
It is. Okay. There you go.
Oh, nice.
Okay. I heard Supernatural, and I guess the natural. I haven't heard much about that movie at all.
Me neither. When a boy prays for a chance to have a family, if the California Angels win the pennant, angels are assigned to make that possible. Released in 1994, as Daniel McAlvany looks at a strike, nothing and one.
I need to see the options in front of me.
All right, come
but
here.
I don't wanna cheat.
Slide around to me. It's okay. Not gonna tell you.
Oh,
the
I
answer.
Assume angels in the outfield.
I would say so. The one. This is, called a late strike here on the outer half. Nothing and two. Well, we might have to carry this game into the next
Angels
inning.
Angels in the outfield.
That one's definitely.
Right in the middle to your right. There we go.
The new owner of the Cleveland Indians. I know this right off the bat.
Bad news Bears.
Oh, what? Wait, we ran out of time. We gotta play again. All right. This is a speed game, apparently. The 0-2 skips up in the dirt. 1-2. Two gone. Nobody on. 1-2 the count for Daniel McAlvany, bottom of the order for the Sox. Pecco trying to strike out the side for the second time today. All right. We already got the natural. We got angels in the outfield.
1989. The Bad News Bears didn't come out then, right?
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Bring him up, strike three. Well, we're going to find out on the other side. Striking out the side for the second time today is Ethan Pecco. Got him looking that time. He's got 9 strikeouts on the evening. What a performance. Top of the 6th after this. 8-1, the Woodpeckers lead it. You're listening to Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 6th here in Salem. 8-1 the lead. Fayetteville on top. Noah Dean on the hill for the Salem Red Sox. Ready to go. 2-3-4 are the Woodpeckers. Oliver Carrillo, Kenny Gomez, and Xavier Cassarella. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. We're playing a ball game here. MLB Trivia. Baseball movies by IMBD Summary. All right, we already got a middle-aged unknown come seemingly out of nowhere to become a legendary baseball player. That's the natural. We got angels in the outfield. First, the first pitch to Carrillo misses inside, and the count 1-0. The new owner of the Cleveland Indians put together a purposefully horrible team so that they'll lose and she can move the team. Released in 1989. Carter, do you know this one? Here's the 1-0. This is high, and the count now 2-0. You have to get this one. It's a classic. Great flick. I'll give you a hint. Wild Thing. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Carrillo. Misses outside with a fastball, 3-0. Maybe you should quiz me on this game.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's – let me get one guess in here. It's not Major League.
It's Major League.
Okay, yeah.
Three balls, no strikes, and the pitch. Get me over strike in there with a fastball outer half, 3-1. An aging, down on his luck, ex-minor leaguer coaches a team of misfits in an ultra-competitive California Little League released in 1976 as the 3-1 misses down and in, 5-pitch walk. to lead off for Carrillo here in the sixth.
That is the Bad News Bears.
Indeed, it is the Bad News Bears. A fan who is in an affair with one minor league baseball player each season meets an up-and-coming pitcher and the experienced catcher assigned to him, released in 1988. I'll give you a hint. We played against this team earlier this season. Runner off of first. First pitch to Gomez. This is down and away. And Kenny Gomez had that two RBI single that cracked the game open back in the third.
Okay.
We played them, Carter. Under a different name, though. The 1-0 breaking ball misses high and away. 2-0.
Let me read it again. A fan who has an affair with one minor league baseball player each season meets an up-and-coming pitcher and the experienced catcher assigned to him.
Two balls, no strikes. Runner off of first. Nobody out. And the pitch. And the pickoff instead. And it stands up safely.
Carrillo. It's Bull Durham. Bull Durham.
It is Bull Durham. Yep. In the summer of 1962, a new kid in town is taken under the wing of a young baseball prodigy and his rowdy team, resulting in many adventures, released in 1993. Dude, you got to get this one. If you don't get this one, the 2-0 misses down and away. 3-0.
The rookie?
Dude. Oh, it's the Sandlot.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
I didn't read that well enough. I love that movie. That's a great movie.
Three balls, no strikes for Kenny Gomez.
We ran out of time again.
There's a 3-0. This is outside and a 4-pitch walk. So a 5-pitch walk followed by a 4-pitch walk. There's runners on first and second here in the sixth inning. No sign of Liam Carroll. Short mound visit. All right, so let's restart, put in what we have, and continue to, like, fight our way back.
Yep.
So we had the natural. We had Angels in the outfield. We had Major League. We had...
That's Bad News Bears.
That's Bad News Bears. Bull Durham. And then we had the Sandlot. Okay.
So the year threw me off. When I heard 1962, I was like, what?
Ah, I gotcha.
Okay.
In 47, Jackie
Robinson. That is 42.
Yeah, 42. Iowa farmer Ray Kinsella is...
Go to dreams.
Yes, sir. All right, now you're on a roll. After 19 years of playing the game that he's loved his whole life, Billy Chappell has to decide he's going to risk everything and put everything out there, released in 1999.
For the love of the game?
I believe you're right. And you are. That is the game in which here's the first pitch to Casarella, and he fouls it off into the mitt of McCalvany, nothing and one. First and second, nobody out. 8-1 lead for the Packers here in the top of the sixth. That's the game in which Vin Scully, the greatest baseball broadcaster of all time, no doubt. The 0-1 called a strike in her half, nothing and two. Called a perfect game for Kevin Costner.
Yep.
Played for the Tigers in the film. Really, really cool moment. When Vin Scully was doing his last Dodgers game, Costner, I made you listen to it one
you
day.
You did,
all
yeah.
Like 30 minutes of it. Gave a wonderful speech. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a chopper left side foul. Still 0-2. Gave a wonderful speech, and that was part of it. Oakland A's general manager Billy Beane's unsuccessful attempt to assemble a baseball team on a lean budget by employing computer-generated analysis to acquire new players.
The best baseball movie of all
Brad
time.
Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill.
The best baseball movie of all time. Moneyball.
In your opinion, it's your favorite movie ever, isn't it?
Yep.
0-2, misses high and away, deflects away off the mitt of McCalvany. Second and third, free bases for the Woodpeckers. Still nobody out. The count's 1-2.
Moneyball is an insanely good movie.
Great flick.
Like, insanely good
great
movie.
Great flick.
I mean, it's the fact that it's a true story, and still to this day, it's a big reason why baseball is what it is today. Massive reason. But just the acting and who's in it and everything, and the fact that it's so relatable and still somewhat modern. Very, very cool film.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a fister back to the netting. 1-2.
We're down to our final 25 seconds.
The one thing that I'm bummed about with that flick, Carter, is how historically inaccurate it actually is. Like they not even that it's inaccurate, they just fail to mention a lot. Like the fact that they did have like two or three of the best pitchers in baseball at
yes.
that time. Here's the 1-2. Lifted back to the netting again. Cassarella fights it off, stays alive. Second and third, nobody out.
They weren't completely depleted, but it's Hollywood. I get it. Like, you can't be like, oh, well, we're not good here. But we still got these guys. Like, you can't do that per se.
Fair. One, two. Lifted foul right side into the seats. All right, let's see. We're working back through once again.
I wish you could extend the time.
I know. I was trying to do that. I was trying to do that myself. All right. Two sisters join the first female professional baseball league and struggle to help it succeed amidst their own growing rivalry. Came out in 1992. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball misses high. Deuces wild.
A league of their own.
Great film, by the way. I haven't seen it in a while. We should watch it again this summer. Tom Hanks is in it.
Yes.
He plays the
yes,
coach.
Yes, he is, yeah.
Really good movie. The female actress's names is slipping my mind, but they're phenomenal in it. 2-2. This is down and in. 3-2. Overall, sensational movie. A Texas baseball coach makes the major league after agreeing to try out with his high school team, made the playoffs in 2002. Eight men out?
Is I would assume it? Eight men out.
That's
oh.
incorrect.
I mean, what else would it be? We got the Pride of the Yankees, the rookie and rookie of the year. Is it the rookie?
I don't know. Why is it not letting us go back to it? Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. Misses inside, ball four. The bases are loaded with nobody out. You got to wonder how long the leash is here for Noah Dean.
Yeah. Yeah, you certainly do.
You're seeing good Red Sox pitchers have really off nights tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, the Red Sox, the way they've been playing as of late, you're kind of due for a clunker. We haven't seen a lot of that this year. Tonight has certainly been that, unfortunately.
Here's Neomar Ochoa Jr. Bases loaded. Nobody out. 8-1 Woodpeckers lead. First offering is a sizzling fastball. Top of the zone. Nothing and one. When an accidental miraculously... When an accident miraculously gives a boy an incredibly powerful pitching arm, he becomes a major league pitcher for the Chicago Cubs. Came out in 1993. The 0-1. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball high, nothing and two.
That is rookie of the year.
Indeed. A dramatization of the Black Sox scandal when the underpaid Chicago White Sox accepted bribes to deliberately lose the 1919 World Series.
I guess, well, that's 8 men out. The Pride of the Yankees. Wait, no. Eight men out.
Yeah. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him that time with the 87-mile-an-hour slider. One gone with the bases juiced in the sixth. First strikeout for Noah Dean.
Oh, yeah. That's the Pride of the Yankees.
The story of the life career. Yeah, Lou Gehrig. That's the
Pride of
the Yankees.
I haven't seen that movie.
And we didn't get to see the last one. The Rookie is what we missed.
I guess that was the...
First pitch to Cesar Hernandez, and he takes it outside for a ball. 1-0. All right, let's find another one.
That was the Texas high school one that we missed. I haven't seen that one either.
All right, this is called Name That Baseball Player. Here's the 1-0. Swing at a chopper, foul, right side. 1-1. All right, time limit is 4 minutes on this one. Can you pick the real names of these major leaguers? And there's one fictional guy.
Is it current major leaguers?
Yeah, and these are referred to as almost exclusively by their nicknames. Oh, Babe Ruth. His nickname. Wait, what? Oh, George. Okay, 1-1. Foul tip. 1-2 for Hernandez. Bases loaded. One gone. Top of the sixth. Yeah, it's George.
Yeah,
right?
It was George Herman Ruth, I think was his name. Yeah.
The Babe.
Oh, gosh.
McBride, Arnold, Arthur, Ralph, or Richie. This might be tough.
Yeah.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a ripper, left side, and it's gloved by Tucker. He goes to third, and he grabs one more. That ends the inning. And the Red Sox get out of a bases-loaded jam. Despite all the chaos, they don't give up a run. How about that? 8-1 the score. We go to the bottom of the sixth after this. Doubling them up was Tucker. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long beating Jerry's home run.
Dawn Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth here in Salem, 8-1, Woodpeckers on top. And the Red Sox ready to go, 1-2-3 in the batting order. Top of the order, Nizan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Miguel Blaze all set to dig in. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. And Carter, finally out of the ball game, is starter and Ethan Pecco, who's sensational. Struck out 9 batters. Had 2 innings in the third and the fifth in which he struck out the side, and it brings up Jackson Nizah, 22-year-old righty out of Augusta, Georgia. 14th-round draft pick, played his college ball at Louisiana Lafayette.
Raging Cajuns down there in Lafayette, Louisiana.
First offering to Zanatello, and he looks at a fastball downstairs in the zone, nothing and one. Zanatello so far today 0-for-2. The 0-1, he swings and misses quickly down 0-2. He struck out twice in the first and the third. All right, Carter, we're going to ixnay the nicknames. We're going to pick something different. I'd like to do something Red Sox-oriented. Here's the 0-2. Swings and lifts it foul into the seat's right side.
Ooh. Also, by the way, final line for Ethan Pecco. Five innings, three hits, a run. It was earned. 9 strikeouts and 0 walks. Outstanding start for Mr. Pecco.
0-2. Ring him up, strike 3. Frozen with a fastball outer half. And you see Nizah pick up right where Pecco left off. That's 10 as a staff today, his first. 3 strikeouts for Zanatello in his return.
Yeah, good pitch there. Right down the heart of the plate. 2 backwards Ks and a swinging strikeout as well back in the third.
Here's Antonio Anderson. First pitch misses downstairs. Antonio Anderson so far today, he's 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out. He looks at a strike, breaking ball in there. Nothing to 2.
Be nice to see Antonio Anderson get something going here.
Nizah deals. In there for a strike once again. Now it's 1-2.
Again, still a seven-run ball game, but you're trailing 8-0. You get a run, and then bases loaded, nobody out.
Pitch misses downstairs in the dirt, evens it up at 2 balls and 2 strikes for Antonio Anderson. Had that go-ahead home run yesterday in the 7th. 2-2 to the 18-year-old. He swings, lifts it back towards us. 2-2, he stays alive.
Close off our neighboring booth right to our right. But, yeah, I mean, like, you're still down 7, but bases loaded, nobody out, and you don't give up a run. There's a little bit of momentum you have now. Let's see if the Red Sox can build off of that offensively with Anderson at the dish.
2-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball. He's got 2. 11 is a staff now today. Nizah and Pecco sitting him down via the strikeout. All right, Carter, can you pick the MLB players in the modern era with at least 250 home run seasons without picking anybody who does not? Take a look at this.
With 250-plus home run seasons.
Yes.
Let's see.
You got Ortiz, McGuire, Here's a swing and a blast straight away center field. Going back towards the track is Hernandez, and he hauls it in for out number three. Miguel Blaze gave it a ride, but he flies out to center. We'll continue that thought when we return. Top of the seventh after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh here in Salem. 8-1. Fayetteville leads it over the Red Sox. Noah Dean out there for the Sox, facing off against 7-8-9 in the Woodpecker's order. Alejandro Nunez, Wainer Luciano, and Will Bush all set to dig in. Well, how about the pitching performance out of the Woodpeckers today? Ethan Pecco with 9 strikeouts. Jackson Nizou has 2 of his own. They combined for 11. They've sat the Red Sox down 1-2-3, a total of 3 times so far in this game. 2 innings in which Pecco struck out the side and then nearly striking out the side with 2 strikeouts and a flyout in the third was Nizou coming out of the bullpen.
Really good. Yeah, absolutely. Really good for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. I mean, the pitching staff, yes. The offense has put up 8 runs, but the pitching staff is a big reason why they're currently up 7.
First pitch to Nunez. Fastball for a strike, outer half, nothing and 1.
And again, the Red Sox were kind of due for a night like this where they got bested on the other side of the bump and then offensively been a quiet night for sure.
0-1. This is down and away, 1-1. And just kind of one of those where you wipe the slate clean tomorrow and you say, that's baseball, Susan.
Yep. No doubt about it.
Noah Dean kicks and delivers the 1-1. Swing and a breaking ball hammered. Left field, foul territory, and deceits 1-2. All right, let's see if we can find one that's more of a quiz again, per se. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball nearly hits him. He ducks underneath it. It's 2-2. Maybe MLB home run leaders by team?
Currently right now? Or in their history?
I don't know. That's right. Can you choose? Yeah, career home run leader for each team.
Oh.
Atlanta Braves. Eddie Matthews, Dale Murphy, Chipper Jones, or Hank Aaron. 3 balls, 2 strikes on a pitch missing downstairs. Alejandro Nunez.
I will go Hank Aaron.
I think you're right, and you are. All right, New York Yankees. Noah Dean. Payoff pitch. Swinging a lifter high into left field, going back U10. He's got a read, and he ranges to his right to make the catch for out number 1. This is an easy one. It's Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle, or Joe DiMaggio. What you got?
This may be a tough one right here. Who are you going to go with?
I made a mistake. It's not an easy one. I was thinking it was single season for a second, which would have been Judge because he's the AL
leader.
Yes,
yes.
First pitch to Luciano. Called a strike inside corner. 0-1. Wainer Luciano is in. He's been on twice with an error and a hit by pitch. He's hitless today. 18th best prospect in the Astros organization. 0-1. Looks at a strike again on a breaking ball. 0-2.
I will go Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle. Let's see. I kind of want to go Babe.
Babe Ruth.
Let's see. It is Babe.
It's
I
Babe.
Was
okay.
Right.
Okay.
San Francisco Giants. Barry Bonds. Willie Mays. Here's a shot on the ground left side. Backhanded on the ground by Anderson. Throw to first in time. 2 away. 6-3 if you're keeping it.
See, that's a tough one with Barry Bonds.
Willie, yeah, true. Willie McCovey or Mel Ott. I'm going to say Barry.
I'm going to go Barry, too. Maybe Willie Mays, but... Oh, it is Willie Mays. It is Willie Mays.
Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, because Barry Bonds said... Okay, yeah.
Harmon Killebrew, Bob Allison. Again, we're thinking single season. Here's Will Bush, first offering. Breaking ball, hammered foul, right side, nothing in one. Pulled it big time.
Yeah, I'm not going to know this one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Justin Morneau's the only guy I really recognize, and that's because he played recently. But I don't think he hit 559 home runs.
We'll go with Bob Allison because Bob's a cool name. The 0-1, fastball misses down and out, 1-1. And it was Harmon Killebrew.
You think Bob's cooler than Herman?
True. Philadelphia Phillies, Ryan Howard, Mike Schmidt, Pat Burrell, or Del Ennis. I'm going to go Mike Schmidt.
Yeah, I don't think Ryan Howard hit that many.
1-1, chop foul behind home plate, 1-2 for Bush. It is Mike Schmidt.
Okay.
Our good friend would be proud.
The Cubs.
Ron.
Sammy Sosa.
Cento, Ernie Banks. Sammy Sosa. Billy Williams. We'll go Sammy.
Yep.
We're correct. Boston Red Sox. We better get this one. The 1-2 to Bush. He swings, drives it foul, left side.
This
Carl
is
Carl Yastrzemski, Ted Williams, Jim Rice, or David Ortiz. I don't think it's Poppy.
I think it's Yaz.
I think it's Yastrzemski as well.
Maybe it's Ted Williams.
It's Ted Williams.
Okay.
St. Louis Cardinals. Stan Musial, Jim Edmonds, Albert Pujols.
See, this is what's misleading because Albert Pujols hit. I think he hit over 700 home runs.
True.
How many did he hit? But I guess this is with the team. I will go Pujols.
I think it's Pujols still. He spent so much of his career there. One ball, two strikes, two gone, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted back over the netting, 1-2. It's Stan Musial. Pittsburgh Pirates.
I can't get mad. I wasn't going to get that one right if it wasn't.
Roberto Clemente, Andrew McCutchen, Willie Stargell, or Ralph Kiner. I think it's Clemente.
Yes, I would think so.
And it's
really
Stargell. All right. Oh, shoot.
Albert Pujols.
Here's a line drive into the gap right center field. Rolls to the center fielder, Blaze. Two-out single off the barrel of Bush.
Yeah, Pujols hit 703, but I don't know how many were with the Cardinals.
Houston Astros, Craig Biggio, Jeff Bagwell, Lance Berkman, or Jim Wynn? Top of the order, Chase Jaworski digs in. 8-1, Fayetteville leads it here in the top of the seventh. Two gone, runner off of first after the two-out single from Will Bush. Lefty on lefty. First pitch on the way. Fastball, swing and a miss, nothing in one.
I'll see Lance Berkman.
Jeff Bagwell. Oh, I keep doing that. Nothing in one to count for Jaworski. Dean brings it home. Swing at a foul tip on a breaking ball again. Quickly 0-2.
The Chicago White Sox, Frank Thomas or Paul Konerko would be my guess. I'll go Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas, I like that. That's right. Baltimore Orioles, Eddie Murray. Not to be confused with Eddie Murphy. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball. This is crank line drive right field. Drops in front of Taylor. Station to station. Back-to-back two-out knocks. First and second. Eddie Murray, Boog Powell, Cal Ripken Jr., or Brooks Robinson. I'm going to go Cal.
I was going to say Boog, but go Cal.
It was Cal.
Okay.
It was Cal. Mariners, Ken Griffey Jr. is my guess. Kyle Seager.
Edgar Martinez, but yeah.
It's Ken Griffey. Detroit Tigers, Miguel Cabrera is my guess.
I would say Miguel Cabrera. This is such recency bias for us.
Al Kaline, it really is. These are the players we grew up with. Oliver Carrillo's in, first offering. Called a strike, high and tight on a fastball, nothing and one. Cincinnati Reds, Joey Votto. Frank Robinson, Johnny Bench, Tony Perez.
Maybe
I kind of want to go Joey Votto, even though that's definitely
Joey Votto's still kicking it in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Playing for the AAA Buffalo Bison right now.
Indeed.
In the Blue Jays organization.
First and second, nothing and one to count. Here's the pitch. This is down and in, 1-1. Finishing out that contract.
All right, we'll go with Johnny Bench. It makes sense.
I clicked out of it again. All right, the Detroit Tigers. No, we did that. We are on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Vin Scully. Here's the 1-1. Misses high with a fastball. 2-1.
Oh yeah,
Roy Campanella.
I'll say Roy Campanella, but I don't know.
It's Duke Snyder.
You got to click the right side of the screen.
Got Texas time behind Rangers.
The I don't know what the issue is here. Daniel McAlvany going to – something in his eye maybe.
Yeah, trainer going to look at him here. First and second for the Woodpeckers. Top of the seventh. 8-1 the score. They lead it. Two balls and a strike for Oliver Carrillo with two gone. This might be the most derailed we've ever gotten.
I would say so, yeah. Texas Rangers?
Juan Gonzalez, Rafael Palomero, Frank Howard, or Ivan Rodriguez?
I'll go with Rodriguez.
Juan Gonzalez. Colorado Rockies, 369 homers. Larry Walker, Todd Helton. Nolan Arenado is my guess. Vinny Castillo.
Maybe Nolan Arenado. Maybe Todd Helton, though. I could see either one of those being the correct one. Todd
Helton.
See, that's where they're getting us. That's where they're wronging us. They know there's a element of their audience that's like minus 25 years old. That's always going to pick the most recent guy to do that, per se.
Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Call the strike inside corner. 2-2. Los Angeles Angels. Brian Downing, Garrett Anderson, Tim Salmon, or Mike Trout? I actually think it's Mike Trout. But recency.
I don't know.
It is Mike Trout. Okay. Oakland Athletics. Billy Bean. 2-2. Misses down and in, full count. Jimmy Fox, Reggie Jackson, Mark McGuire, or Jose Canseco?
I will go Mark McGuire.
I think you're right. I think Canseco's on his tail. It is Mark McGuire.
We saw Mark McGuire's
son
pitch here for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans earlier this year.
Milwaukee Brewers, Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun's my guess. Ooh, Prince Fielder. He didn't play there long enough.
He got some good time before his Tigers days. It may be Prince.
352, though? Maybe. Let's see. I guess that's only like, here's the payoff. Misses down and in. And that is a full count walk. Bases are loaded. Bases loaded. Two gone. Top of the seventh. 8-1 Woodpeckers lead. Here's Kenny Gomez, the designated hitter. What do you think, Ryan Braun or Prince Fielder?
As Juan Rivera comes out to have a chat, gives us a minute. I'll go Prince. I also can maybe see Robin Yao. We'll go. No, Ryan Braun. Okay, there you go.
Cleveland Guardians, 337.
I'll go Jim Thome. Yep.
That is correct. Toronto Blue Jays, Jose Bautista. I want Bautista, but
we'll go Bautista.
No. That's Carlos Delgado. Kansas City Royals, Salvador Perez, George Brett, Mike Sweeney, Otis. What do you think?
Maybe Salvi. George Brett. Honestly, the other two guys, I didn't even recognize their names, to be totally honest with you.
Home plate umpire and Robert Bonet comes to break up the party. Bases loaded, two gone, top of the seventh, 8-1 Woodpeckers lead. Nationals, Vladimir Guerrero, Andre Dawson, Gary Carter, or Ryan Zimmerman?
See, this could be a trick question, because is it just the Nats, or does it go back to
the
Montreal
Expos
days?
I think it, well.
Because Vladimir Guerrero only played for the Expos, so I guess that's the
it
answer
does
to
go
my
back.
Question.
I think it's Zimmerman. First offering, swing and a miss, breaking ball down and out, nothing in one.
I'll go
Kenny Gomez.
I'll go Zim, too.
It is.
Everything Washington Nationals, Ryan Zimmerman's name, I should say, is attached to it.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Kenny Gomez, Virginia, University of Virginia product. 0-1. This is down and away, 1-1. Miami Marlins, 267 homers. Mike Lowell. Oh, I'm going to say Juan Carlos Stanton.
I don't think it's Stanton.
Really?
I don't think it's Stanton.
Hanley Ramirez?
I'll go Mike Lowell.
It was Juan Carlo. You overthunk it, I think. The 1-1. I thought that was a no-brainer. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, 1-2.
The fact that Giancarlo really hit 267 with the Marlins is actually
he was there
incredible.
For a minute.
Yeah, I guess he's now getting close to 400 career homers. Maybe he just hit his 400th career homer.
His prime was with the Marlins. Here's the 1-2. Swinging a chopper up the middle, off the mitt of Noah Dean. He picks up bare hands to first in time for the final out number 3. Well, the bases were juiced. Nobody scored. That was the second time that happened in as many innings. 8-1, the score remains. We head to the home half of the seventh after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long?
Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh here in Salem. The Red Sox trail it 8-1 the score. Fayetteville on top, and Sox have kind of held up defensively in both the sixth and the seventh inning, where you had a situation, bases loaded, and Red Sox came away unscathed when it was all said and done. Noah Dean on the hill. Red Sox ready to go 4-5-6. Nellie Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, and Nathaniel Uten all set to dig in. They face off against Jackson Nizoo. Just the first arm out of the pen and the second arm tonight for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He's got cushion. 7-run lead, 11 hits for the Woodpeckers, just 3 for the Red Sox, and the glaring issue, 4 errors for the Sox tonight, 3 in one inning, a 5-piece in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the big piece for Fayetteville in this one. Still leading by 7, 9 outs to work with for the Salem Red Sox.
First pitch to Nellie Taylor. He lifts it into the air, foul territory, left side, into the seats, nothing and 1. All right, back to our ball game here, Carter. Back to our ball game. Tampa Bay Rays all-time home run leader. Who you got? No balls at a strike. Nobody on for Taylor Jr. The pitch takes a fastball inside. Count 1-1. Your options for Tampa Bay: Evan Longoria, Aubrey Huff, Carlos Pena, or B.J. Upton. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, 1-2. I'm going to say Evan Longoria.
I will go with Carlos Pena, but it could be B.J. Upton.
It was Evan Longoria. New York Mets: Mike Piazza, Daryl Strawberry, Pete Alonso, or David Wright. I don't think Alonso's been there long enough. It's 252 homers. I'm going to say Mike Piazza. 1-2, swing at a foul tip. It's gobbled up and sat down on strikes. Nellie Taylor Jr., that is the third of the night for Nizoo. That is number 12 as a staff.
I will also go with Mike Piazza.
I think David Wright and Strawberry are on his tail.
I could see Strawberry. I don't know about David Wright. He wasn't a home run hitter. It was Strawberry.
Arizona Diamondbacks: Steve Finley, Luis Gonzalez, Paul Goldschmidt, or Chris Young, as Marvin Alcantara takes a pitch downstairs, 1-0.
I will go Paul Goldschmidt.
Luis Gonzalez. Adrian Gonzalez, Nate Colbert, Phil Nevin, or Dave Winfield for the Padres. Alcantara swings and misses on a fastball, 1-1.
I'll go Dave Winfield. I'm not doing well.
Atlanta Braves.
We hit the. We're done.
We're done.
We probably got 10 of them.
Probably. One ball, one strike, one gone. Here's the pitch. Swing at a foul tip, 1-2. All right, look at our options here and pick one.
Let's see. I'm looking.
One ball, two strikes, one gone. The offering. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider down and away. That's 4. And back to back.
Back to back to back to back strikeouts.
Dating back.
5 consecutive.
You're missing the Miguel Blaze flyout.
Yes.
That's 4 of the last 5.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 6 of the last 7, too, for the right-hander.
Been that kind of a night for the Sox. First pitch, and U10 looks at a fastball for a strike in the letters. Nothing and 1. What about...
World Series winner since 2000.
Yeah,
I feel confident in that
one. Yeah, where's that?
Scroll down to the W column, I believe.
See, we got to do this with me, but, like, For me, it's got to be Heisman Trophy winner.
Yes.
The 0-1. Here's a line drive smoked into left field, and it tails foul by about 2 feet. Nothing in two. Yeah, if we did Heisman winners, I bet I can name them.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, probably all of them after, like, 85, maybe?
Yeah. I feel pretty good about the World Series ones.
Let's see. 2000.
2000 was the Yankees.
Gross. Yep.
Yep.
2001.
Was the Diamondbacks.
Nothing in two. Two gone. Daniel Uten. 0-2. Swinging a tipper. Stays alive. Diamondbacks?
Diamondbacks.
0-2.
0-2 was the Angels.
Where do you see that?
Anaheim Angels at the time, yeah.
0-3.
The Marlins.
The Marlins. We know who won it in 0-4, baby. Go Sox. Broke the 0-2. Misses down and in between the legs. Broke the curse, of course. The drought.
Yep.
2005.
Was the Chicago White Sox.
On top of the baseball world. How many do they have all time? Because they didn't do it in 1919. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Breaking ball sits him down. We're going to find out after this. For the third time today, the Red Sox are retired via the strikeout three times in an inning. He strikes out the side with his fifth strikeout of the ball game. We go to the top of the eighth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball. 8-1 the lead for Fayetteville on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history, local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth here in Salem, 8-1. Fayetteville leads it over the Red Sox. Ready to take it the rest of the way on the play-by-play, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. 8-1, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on top of the Salem Red Sox. Game two of the six-game set. The Red Sox were winners last night, 6-5 in extras. Freddy Encarnacion, during walk-off double down the right field line, won the game for Salem, and game two has been all Woodpeckers. Francis Hernandez is the new pitcher on the bump for the Red Sox. This is appearance number 11 on the season for him. He's 0-3 with a 7.88 ERA, 24 innings pitched. He's got 18 strikeouts so far this season compared to 15 walks. First pitch to Cassarella. He winds and fires. There's a strike inside corner, and it's nothing in one. 4-5-6 in the Woodpeckers order. Cassarella, Choa Jr., and Hernandez. 0-1 right back to work. There's a strike outside corner just below the letters, and quickly it's nothing and two. Of course, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the single-A affiliate, not the Houston Astros, and your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate, not the Boston Red Sox. So two, a breaking ball that swung through, lifted into right center. To his right is Nellie Taylor. He slips, and Miguel Blaze calls him off for out number one. One up, one down, and here's Ochoa Jr. All right, Mr. Heater, we are going back to World Series winners. In 2006... I believe it was the St. Louis Cardinals.
Let's play again because we're going to
run
out
of time.
So who was 2000?
Was the Yankees. 0-1 the D-backs. First pitch to Ochoa. He is taken on the inner half for a strike. Nothing in one.
0-2 was the
Angels. Anaheim Angels at the time.
0-3 was the
Marlins. Florida Marlins. To your
then
right.
Then the Red Sox, of course.
Yep. 0-1. Wines and fires. Swinging a lifter, straightaway center. Coming in, Miguel Blaze, two steps to his left, and he gloves it waist-high for out number two. Two up, two down. And here is Cesar Hernandez.
Then in 05, you said you had the White Sox.
White Sox.
06.
The Cardinals, I think. To your left. Okay, there you go.
You're dialed in.
07. The Red Sox.
Yes, sir. 08.
First pitch to Hernandez. Kicks and deals.
I know 08.
Load inside. 1-0.
The Phillies.
Philadelphia Phillies.
Yes,
sir.
09.
The Yankees. 2010 was the San Francisco Giants.
11.
1-0 the pitch. Load inside. 2-0.
11. Let me guess. The Royals.
The no, not yet. The
Cardinals?
No. Shoot, who did
the Giants 11? Go back-to-back?
2-0. Swing and a lifter foul. Down the third baseline. Moves the count to 2-1. Now the Giants won in 12 and 14. Shoot, who did win in 11? Oh, it was the Texas Rangers.
Oh,
No. They went to the World Series. I'm sorry.
I was going to say. It's not the Cubs. It's not the Astros.
It's the Cardinals then. 2-1 is swung on a knife foul. Third base side.
12 two is the two. Giants.
Giants. 13. I'm sorry. Yeah. 13 is the Red Sox. That was my mistake.
Yep,
that was my
Sox,
mistake.
13.
But we still got it right.
Yeah.
14 was the San Francisco Giants. Count is 2 balls and 2 strikes on Cesar Hernandez.
15, the Royals.
Correct.
16, the Cubs.
2-2. Wave and a miss. Strike 3. Driving it behind the plate is the new catcher, Juan Montero, and he lays down the tag for out number 3. So 3 up, 3 down for Francis Hernandez as he retires Cesar Hernandez into the home half of the 8th. We go in Salem. It's an 8-1 Woodpeckers advantage. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the 8th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Andy Lugo digs in from the right side to start off the frame. The first pitch sails low and outside, and the count is 1-0. 8-1, the Sox trail as it goes 7-8-9 in the Red Sox order. Andy Lugo, Stanley Tucker, 1-0 the pitch. Swing a chopper, third base side. That's a fair ball that will roll all the way into the corner. Lugo around first, he'll head to second, and he'll stand up with a leadoff double here in the 8th.
That's good. Breaks the Sox out of a little bit of a slump there, Carter. They had been retired in three consecutive innings, the 5th and the 6th and the 7th, two of which they were struck and out, all three batters faced. So that's good there.
Chopper down the third baseline is deposited for a two-bagger. And here is Stanley Tucker, the third baseman, who was struck out twice on the day. The right-hander, Nizou, is back on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He has been dominant out of the pen. First pitch, high and outside on a fastball. It's 1-0. That was actually just the second hit. The first hit Nizou has yielded today. Third inning of work for the right-hander. One ball, no strikes on Tucker. He kicks and deals. High and inside, 2 balls and no strikes. All right, back to World Series winners. I don't even think you need to pull this thing up. I think we can name it from here.
2016, the Cubs.
16 was the Chicago Cubs. The curse was broken. 108 years dating back to 1908. 2-0. Wave and a miss. 2-1.
And then 17 was the Astros.
Yes.
And then 18 was the Red Sox.
Yes.
And then 19 was the Nationals.
Yes. I'm impressed.
And then
over the Astros, by the way.
And then
2-1, way outside, 3-1.
And then 20 was the Dodgers.
They were.
In the shortened COVID season.
60-game season.
21.
No minor league baseball that year.
21 was the Astros again.
You're off by a year. 21.
Shoot. 21.
3-1. Swing and a pop-up. Shallow right. The second baseman, Luciano, is there and gloves it for out number one. So Tucker retired for the third time today. And here is Juan Montero, who will get his first AB of the game. The ball gets away, and on to third goes Andy Lugo. So a little bit of a lackadaisical action in the field for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They tossed it back to Nizzou on the bump. He got away, and Andy Lugo took advantage.
That's just heads up base running right there. Doesn't matter the situation in the ball game. Take everything you can get.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
2021, who was it? Now it's going to bother me because I had
They're
like
in the
five
NL
in a row.
They also.
NL East.
First pitch. There's a strikeout or half breaking.
Oh, the Braves.
The Braves.
That was our freshman
they
year.
They also beat the Astros. Do you remember? We were
in
Atlanta.
We drove past game.
Truist Stadium.
What game?
Or,
game
excuse
one?
Me, Truist Park. Duh.
Was it game one?
It was game one or two. Oh, one. This is low and outside. One
while
and one.
It was being played.
Yes. Yeah, it may have been game three because I think the series started in Houston.
Okay.
But yes.
And. Because Virginia Tech was about to play Georgia Tech in football.
Drove past Truist Park. We were in town to do Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech. 1-1. Wave and a miss. 1-2.
I can't believe I fluffed that one. Yeah, the Braves in 2021.
2022.
2022 was the Astros again.
They were.
And then 2023, that was, I guess, this past season.
Yep.
So that was the Rangers.
1-2. Swing and a pop-up. Shallow left. To his right, Jaworski in shallow left, and he makes the over-the-shoulder grab for route number two, and Lugo's unable to tag. What a play by the shortstop. Surprised Nunez didn't take that one.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, to put out at short, and there's two down for the top of the lineup in Design Zanatello.
So the Rangers most recently. Who will it be in 2024?
I don't know. There's, I could see four or five teams really contending to win it.
Who?
The Phillies.
Phillies for sure in the mix.
The
Man,
Dodgers.
I would love to see the Phillies win one. No beef with the Phillies.
Zanatello will take one just at the top of the zone for a strike. It's nothing in one.
And I actually really want to see Bryce Harper win one in his career.
Yeah, he left the Nats right before they did win one.
Yeah.
Juan Soto is on that team. Oh, one. Breaking ball, the dirt, 1-1. Yeah. I could see the Phillies winning. I could see the Dodgers winning. I could see the Yankees winning based on how the season has started for them. So they're kind of the three that stand out right now. The Braves, 1-1. In the dirt again, 2-1. Will Bush has been busy behind the plate. I could see...
Rays in the mix at all?
No, not really.
Not this year.
Not really.
They're playing the Sox right now. Let's check the score.
Down at the trap, correct?
Yes, sir.
2-1. And the pitch. In the dirt again, 3-1.
Red Sox are up to 26-24, two games above 500.
Yeah.
They beat the Rays today, 8-5.
Tropicana
third in the AL
Field.
East.
Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida.
It's been called the worst spot to see a game. I can't speak from experience. I've never been there.
3-1. Misses outside on a breaking ball and a five-pitch walk. So, a two-out walk to Zanatello. First and third, two down for Antonio Anderson. I've been at the Trop. I was little. I was probably 11 or so.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been at the Trop down in Tampa. It's not great. I don't think it's as bad as people make it out to be. But I understand where people come from because they're like, you're in Tampa, Florida. You could build this gorgeous ballpark. And that's what they're currently in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they play inside.
First pitch to Anderson is a breaking ball that sizzles inside. It's 1-0.
It just gets so hot in Florida in the summer and humid. I think less people would go if it was outside.
You need a retractable roof, which you could do.
They do it in Arizona
and in
Texas. Yeah.
1-0. Just misses outside. Right at the knees.
Well, you got to remember, you're talking about a team that plays Moneyball. What makes you think they're going to invest in a new stadium?
Well, they've tried. Also, Miami has a retractable roof. Now, it's typically closed, like Arizona. 2-0. Just simmers outside again. Moves the count to three balls and no strikes.
Nobody goes to those games either.
They're coming off of a World Series appearance, though. Arizona Diamondbacks.
No. I meant Miami.
Oh, Miami. Yes, absolutely. Lugo's off of third. Zanatello off of first. 3-0-2. Antonio Anderson. And he swings and misses. It's 3-1. Today for Antonio Anderson, over 3. Two strikeouts, and he bounced off back in the first. 8-1 Sox trail. Home half of the eighth in Salem. 3-1. He winds and fires. Just misses, clipping the outer edge in a 5-pitch walk. So back-to-back 5-pitch walks, and the bases are juiced all of a sudden for Miguel Blaze.
I'll take a Miguel Blaze grand slam.
That would be fun. Let's have fun.
You ever heard that call? Get out the rye bread and the mustard this time, Grandma. It's a grand salami.
I've not, actually.
No?
No, uh-uh. As we're going to see a quick meeting at the bump, is really for the first time this series, pitch coach Zach Wilkins comes out and has a chat with his right-hander, Nizou, who, by the way, has been phenomenal today for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You look at his line. 2 2/3, a hit. Now two walks, which screams fatigue, if you will. 5 strikeouts. 11 hits on the day for the Woodpeckers. Salem Red Sox have 4. And they trail by 7, but what an opportunity for Miguel Blaze, fourth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, who extended his hitting streak to 8 games earlier in the contest. Lugo down at third. Zanatello's off of second. And Antonio Anderson is off of first. First pitch. Just misses high and away. It's 1-0. Key at bat in this ballgame for Miguel Blaze. As he missed at 87 outside. Through the windup for Nizou. And he kicks and deals. There's a strikeout or half. 85 on the outer portion of the zone, just clipping it. And Robert Bonet all over it, behind the dish. 1-1. Right back to work. Nizou winds and fires. Check swing, did he go? They'll appeal in the field, and no, he did not. Tyler Green, our field umpire. Went with the high fastball that actually caught the outer edge of the zone. But nonetheless, two balls and a strike on Blaze. 2-1, the pitch. Breaking ball low and in, and the count's 3-1.
You know what we failed to mention, Carter? Bark in the Park.
Yeah. Good crowd here on a humid Wednesday evening in Salem. 3-1 to Blaze. Kicks and deals. Misses low and outside. Another 5-pitch walk. And the Sox at their second run of the game. Back to back to back walks. The bases remain juiced. 2 down, and it's an 8-2 ball game.
Oh, an RBI for Miguel Blaze.
You'll take it. Here's Nellie Taylor Jr. And if he were to put a ball in the gap here, he ripped one down the right field line back in the fourth. If he did that with Miguel Blaze's speed, this is an 8-5 ball game all of a sudden. First pitch from Nizou. Breaking ball, low and inside, it's 1-0. Man, he just cannot find the zone right now. There is some action in the Fayetteville pen. One ball, no strikes. Rips and fires. Swinging a ground ball left side, it's through for a hit. One run scores. Here comes Anderson. He'll score with ease. Moving to second now, barely is Taylor. He heads back to first. It's a two-run single, and it's an 8-4 game.
All of a sudden, a little bit of juice.
Also moving to third on the play, Miguel Blaze. Taylor thought about stretching it. Probably the wise call to hold up. First and third now, 2 down. Marvin Alcantara's turn. What a day for Nellie Taylor Jr., by the way. First pitch, he swings, rips it down the right field line, tailing foul, and it falls.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. That was a catch of the year down the right field line. It fell into the party deck, and this guy wearing a white T-shirt, a hat, nonchalantly, bare hand, catches the ball with his right hand. I hope we have a shot of that somewhere. 0-1. Misses high and away, 1-1.
Heck of a play. That was awesome.
That's as good as it gets right there. 1 ball, 1 strike. Winds and fires. Wave and a miss, 1-2.
Can Marv extend the game here?
A 3 spot already for the Salem Sox. 1-2, the pitch. Swing to ground ball left side. On to Hops Castarella. He gloves, throws to first. It's high, but in time for out number 3. But 3 runs crossed for the Salem Red Sox. 8-4 ball game now. Don't go anywhere as we move to the ninth in Salem. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the ninth we go at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, 8-4. The Salem Red Sox have made it a game, though they trail the Fayetteville Woodpeckers by 4 in game 2 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. To the ninth we go, and you look at the box score in this one. Fayetteville's 11 hits, Salem is 5, okay. But the big thing is the Red Sox have 4 errors. 3 were committed in that 5-run fourth, and that really stands out in this portion of the contest. 7-9, and the Woodpeckers order as Alejandro Nunez steps in from the left side. First pitch from Francis Hernandez is taken for a strikeout or half. It's 0-1. First pitch fastball. Nunez homer all the way back in the second as the 0-1 is swung right through and missed. 93 on the gun, 0-2. Homered in the second, reached on that second catcher's interference of the contest in the fourth, bounced out to second of the fifth, flew out in the seventh. No balls in, 2 strikes, and Francis Hernandez winds and fires. Swinging a tipper foul, third base side, and Nunez stays alive.
Did you see a couple days ago, Carter, Rafael Devers set the Red Sox record with 6 home runs in 6 games. 6 games in a row homering.
0-2, swinging a lifter, shallow left, trailing into Daniel Yutzen on the edge of the grass and makes the grab in fair territory for out number 1. I did see that. Yes, sir, I did. Nunez retired. Here is Wainer Luciano. I will say, going to the top of the farm in Boston, the Red Sox, wow, I think some Boston fans are a little like, okay, you know, the years, it's not been fantastic per se on the diamond. First pitch to Luciano, swinging a chopper foul, third base side. Quickly moves the count to 1-1. The fact that the Red Sox have endured as many injuries as they have and are still where they are in the standings, remarkable. 0-1, misses low and outside, 1-1.
A sweep, too. First sweep in 6 years at the Trop. Yeah. 5 years, I should say.
But still, I mean, the fact that, like, they're in the thick of things. 1-1. Swinging a chopper, third base side. It trickles foul. And the count's 1-2. And how about this, Gio? I thought they called catcher's interference for a minute, I believe. On the backswing, instead, it got Juan Montero.
The Red Sox currently sit a half a game out of the AL wild card.
They're in position. Now, again, it's May 22nd, but
ahead of them in the AL wild card is the Royals, the Orioles, the Twins.
By the way, former Red Sox, now playing out west, Xander Bogaerts, today was announced he's going to be missing a large majority of the rest of the season.
What happened to him?
Let's see. I saw it somewhere.
They're just in the NL. They're the first team in.
Padres are always so interesting because they're so star-studded every single year, but it just never, other than 2 years ago, went to swing and a number down the first baseline. This could roll fair. Instead, it rolls to the right, foul. Q shot, nonetheless. He stays alive. It's 1-2. So, 2 years ago, obviously they went to the NLCS, lost to the Phillies. But, like, look at the lineups and the rotation. I know the bullpen's been a problem at times. Look at those two things for the San Diego Padres over the last 5 years, and you'll think, how have they only been at the playoffs twice? And one was the expanded playoff year, 16 teams in 2020.
Well, Soto stunk.
1-2. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball to Buick. And there's two down.
Soto stunk. You had that year without Fernando.
Yeah, I mean, Soto hit 250 1 year. It's not Juan Soto number, so to say.
What's he hitting right now with the Yanks?
He's at like 320.
He had two home runs tonight.
He's going to win the MVP for the American League.
He had two home runs tonight.
I think, you know, Bogaerts has been banged up. This year is Will Bush, starting catcher, first pitch. Trims inside, just misses 1-0. Xander Bogaerts has been banged up. Machado has been banged up. And Manny Machado, while a great player, a different type of player, if you will. 1-0. Check swing. Did he go? Let's appeal to first. And Tyler Green rings him up. 1-1. Machado, obviously when he was a free agent a couple years ago, had all the questions about, you know, not hustling to first per se. He's not. 1-1. Swing and a tipper foul, third base side. The count's 1-2. He's not dogging it per se. I just think he's not the player to always run to first. The 1-2 spikes way in the dirt about 4 feet in front of the plate and unfortunately got a piece of Robert Bonet. Though nonetheless, seems up the count at 2-2. Regardless, been a great player in San Diego, but has had his moments for sure. And then you've still had some big-name guys that have played there on the back half of their careers, though. Like Nelson Cruz played there last year. Matt Carpenter did a year ago. 2-2. Swinging a chopper. Up the middle. To his left, Stanley Tucker. Who gloves, throws to first, and it's in time for out number three. How about that? A 3-out, 3-down frame for the Red Sox. Francis Hernandez shuts him down. And it's the final cracks for the Salem Sox as we move to the home half of the ninth in Salem. 8-4, the Sox trip. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Final cracks for the Salem Red Sox as we head to the home after the ninth in Salem. It is an 8-4 Fayetteville Woodpeckers lead over the Salem Red Sox. For Salem, down to their final three outs. We're going to see a nice little group here. Daniel Yetzen, Andy Lugo, and Stanley Tucker will be the three to at least start the frame for Salem as it goes 6-7-8 in the Red Sox order. And in this situation, just got to get base runners and find a way to chip away. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So the road, you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. Sox won game one, 6-5 in extras. Freddy Encarnacion, two-run double down the right field line, won the game in the 10th. For Fayetteville, the right-hander Nizzu is trying to slam the door. And for his fourth inning of work, is Yuten digs in from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup to start off the frame. And after a long look in, here's the first pitch as he rocks and fires. It's a nubber down the third baseline, and the count's nothing in one. It hit off the, I believe, the bottom of his bat at the end of Yuten. Kind of had to shake his hand because it obviously rings your hand. Nonetheless, it's a strike going one. Right back to work, 0-1. Winds and fires. In the dirt it goes, 1-1. For Nathaniel Uten today, smoked a double back in the second. Bounced out in the fourth, and he struck out swinging back in the seventh. Five hits for Salem, 1-1. Wave and a miss. 1-2. 11 hits for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The Sox have committed 4 errors, which is crucial, so to say. Fayetteville does not have one. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Got him, strike 3. So one down as Yuten down on strikes for the second time today and the second consecutive AB. And it's now Andy Lugo's turn. First baseman.
That's now 6 strikeouts for Nizzu. Still only 2 pitchers have thrown today.
So solid for the Woodpeckers. First pitch to Lugo. He takes it low and outside, 1-0.
The two pitchers have now combined for 15 Ks.
Ethan Pecco, and now Nizzu, 1-0. There's a strike, inner half of the knees, went with the fastball, 1-1. Today for Lugo, flew out, singled, and struck out. In the 7-hole for Salem. 1-1, and he deals. Swinging a ground ball left side. Jaworski on 3 hops. Gloves throws to first, and it's dropped at first by Carrillo. I mean, Gio, he just dropped the ball.
Yeah.
The throw's right there.
Yeah, plain and simple. That's got to be an E3.
Yes, absolutely. I jinxed the errors.
Keep doing it.
I mean, he – folks, it's hard for me to describe this if you're listening.
Well,
That hit him right where it should.
Remember,
he just dropped the ball.
Remember when Virginia Tech walked it off?
Dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Dropped the ball. Stanley Tucker now, third baseman. Runner off of first. It means nothing though for Fayetteville. First pitch. Breaking ball. Just misses outside, 1-0. Does go down as an E3 on Oliver Carrillo. 1-0, no strikes. Tucker's the third baseman. Kicks and deals. There's a strike outside corner, right below the letters, 1-1. Just in case, and barring a double play ball, it will get to Juan Montero, second AB of the contest. 1-1, swinging a tipper back to the screen. Moves the count to a ball and 2 strikes. Daniel McElveny left the game back in the 7th, I want to say. Montero took over behind the plate. 2 catchers currently now on the Salem Red Sox roster. 1-2-1, Tucker, high and away, snap back throw to first, it's not in time. So the count's 2-2, Will Bush, he was filling it behind the plate.
Yeah.
Uten, little aggressive off of first, but you certainly don't want to get thrown out down 4 runs on the base pass. 2-2, pitch, swing and a tipper foul, first base side, and it rolls just in front of the Fayetteville dugout. Tucker spoils it. Sox and Woodpeckers back in action tomorrow. 7:05 p.m. first pitch on Thursday evening. 2-2. In the dirt it goes. Runner takes off. The throw to second will be not in time. And it sails wide of Luciano. I couldn't really tell if that was – I don't think that's a delayed steal. I just think Uten reacted to the ball in the dirt. And it got Will Bush so off guard that the throw was late and high.
Yeah. No, I'd agree with you there, Carter. He got a late jump on it for sure.
So the count does run full on Stanley Tucker. The pitch misses high and outside, and a one-out walk. Don't look now. Dare I say. Just dare I say. If Juan Montero reaches, Zion Zanatello
tying run
would be the tying run at the plate. Just food for thought. You know, I'm looking down at the Fayetteville bullpen. I cannot tell if anybody's warming up. You gotta think Mizzou is coming to a close from an outing standpoint. So far, two hits. Three runs, they were earned. This has been the issue. Four walks.
Yep.
Does have six strikeouts, but the four walks are a big issue for sure. Here's Montero. He's 0-for-1. Popped up back in the eight. First pitch, righty on righty. It sails high and away, 1-0. Things get interesting. Montero took over back in the eighth for McElvety. Second AB of the contest, 1-0 the pitch. He waves and misses, strike one. Went with the high fastball, 92 miles an hour. Montero's down to 173 on the season. Two RBIs, big AB here. 1-1. Swings and pops it up foul, first base side, it's 1-2. Now what do you go with here? Do you go with the chase pitch? Now obviously at four runs, it allows you to be a little bit more aggressive if you're Nazoo on the bump. And the pitch to Montero. Curls and unfurls. Swing and a pop-up in the infield. This is an infield fly. Luciano's there, and the shortstop, Jaworski, comes to the second base side of the bag and makes the catch for out number two. So the Sox down to their final out. And now it's up to Nizan Zanatello, the eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization.
Well, nobody better. Hitless today, still working his way back, the DH, but such an impressive talent.
Three strikeouts and a walk for Nizan. First and second, two down. First pitch, kicks and deals. Swing and a chopper, foul, third base side. Counts 0-1.
Despite a strugglesome day today, Carter, 0-for-3, three strikeouts and a walk, still hitting 350.
Yeah. Two homers, three ribbies.
Smaller sample size than everyone else, but still.
0-1 pitch. Check swing on a breaking ball low and outside. He did not go. And it evens up the count of 1-1. Off a second, Andy Lugo reached on the E3. Stanley Tucker off a first with the walk. Not been a hit yet in this inning. Would be a good time for one. 1-1. High and away it goes. 2-1. Just in case it gets to him, Antonio Anderson is on deck. He's the tying run. He homered yesterday. Just trying to patch the torch. Nizan Zanatello. 2-1. There's a strike and a half. Breaking ball to beauty at the knees. Evens up the count at 2-2, and the Sox are down to their final strike. Deuces go wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two runners on. Sox trail by four here in the home half of the night. Number two at the plate in Nizan Zanatello. He winds and fires. Misses high and outside. The count runs full, and now things get mega, mega interesting. Both runners will be off on the pitch. Ball in the gap, could score two. A walk, tie and run comes to the plate. 3-2, winds and fires. In the dirt it goes, and the bases are going to be loaded on Nizan Zanatello's second walk of the contest. And that's going to do it for the right-hander to Zoo. As now Ricky Rivera is going to trot out to the mound. And we'll see who he gives the ball to. But it's going to be a save situation as Antonio Anderson, who homered yesterday, steps in as the tying run. We'll step aside and come right back. Don't go anywhere. Bases are loaded with two outs with the Sox trailing by four. We'll be right back on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level.
We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, once down 8-0, the Salem Red Sox have brought the tying run to the plate here in the bottom of the ninth, trailing 8-4 here in Salem. Down to their final out, the bases are loaded. Antonio Anderson comes to the plate against the new pitcher, Finn Pitschke. For him, this is his first save opportunity of the season. Should he come through, the Babel Woodpeckers will have evened up this six-game set. For Pitschke so far this season, appearance number 10, the ERA, little inflated at 8.44. 16 innings pitched, 19 hits, 19 runs, 15 were earned. 15 walks, 14 strikeouts. Here we go, Antonio Anderson, 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, steps in from the left side. 0-for-3 today with the walk. Bases are juiced, two down. First pitch, and Pitschke deals. Just misses, high and inside, it's 1-0. And it did miss, according to TrackMan and home plate umpire Robert Bonet. 1-0, right back to work. Winds and fires. He swings, ropes it down the right field line, foul. And it's 1-1. Boy, oh boy.
That had triple written on it.
Just about 8 feet or so to the right of the foul line, down the right field line. 91 off the bat, and the count's evened up. One ball, one strike. Still yet to be a hit in the inning. And the pitch, breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half, and the Sox for the second consecutive hitter are down to their final strike. Handy Lugo's off a third. Stanley Tucker off a second. Nizan Zenitello's down at first. The 1-2 to Antonio Anderson. And the pitch. He swings and boots it foul. Third base side just above the netting. And just getting a piece of that is Anderson. You can still be aggressive. Lugo at third doesn't really mean much for Fayetteville. Ahead in the count, 1-2. And Pitschke delivers. Swing and a knifer foul, third base side. Anderson spoils it again.
Good AB, just anything in the zone, getting a piece of.
76-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Miguel Blaze is on deck, just in case. What a fun finish this could be. 1-2. He rocks and fires. Swinging a chopper. Right side. Luciano backhand. Flips to second. And it's in time by a step to end the ball game and record out number 3. Tough one for the Red Sox. They battle, Gio. They battle. You got to give them credit. But they lose this one 8-4. And the series is knotted up against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
Yeah. Red Sox kind of battled back a little bit there. But came down to the pitching, just a weird off night for Trenor O'Donnell. Weans didn't have his best stuff. Noah Dean as well. Three really talented pitchers that just, for whatever reason, just couldn't quite figure it out tonight. And it ends up in a win on the other side. A game that was kind of out of control in a hurry, especially after that five-piece in the fourth.
Well, the Sox fall 8-4 against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Back in action tomorrow night is a 7:05 p.m. first pitch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll be on the air at 6:40 p.m. on MILB.com and MILB TV. Sox fall to 20-21 overall. The Woodpeckers improved to 20-21 overall. And it sets up for a good rest of the series here from Salem. Well, for my broadcast partner, Mr. Giovanni Heater, for our video production manager, Mr. Stephen Langdon, for everybody in the production room to our right that makes everything happen behind the scenes, we just talk, to make everything look so good here on the stream, for Wild Bill, as we call him, Will Howell, who does such a great job helping Stephen out and everybody else in the room next door. I'm Carter Hill, saying so long from Salem as the Sox fall 8-4 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. For one final time, we'll say have a great evening, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.